Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Averaging $4.39 a gallon for regular, gas prices have risen 9 cents since yesterday, according to AAA, that is the national average. In California, the average is $6.06 per gallon. President Trump says, yes, gas prices are high at the moment.
And you know what? And we're not going to have a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran. The gas will go down. As soon as the war's over, it'll drop like a rock. There's so much of it. It's all over the place.
The president says despite Iran's outward defiance, its leadership, such as it is anxious to make a deal. But Mr. Trump is not budging on his insistence that the Islamic Republic must never have a nuclear weapon. There's a manhunt underway in Kentucky.
Two employees are dead in a bank robbery in Kentucky. State police say a man walked into a U.S. bank branch in Berea in Madison County on Thursday and shot a male and a female employee. Law enforcement officials have been going door to door in search of information and surveillance video, and they've been searching the area with helicopters, drones, and police dogs. They say when the man walked into the bank, he was wearing a gray-white hoodie, gloves, and a mask. They've posted a photo of the suspect on social media. Police don't know if the man fled the scene in a vehicle or on foot. I'm Donna Water.
A Tacoma, Washington high schooler has been booked on 5 counts of first-degree assault after 4 students and an adult security guard were injured, stabbing at Foss High School in Tacoma. As police responded to a domestic dispute call in the New York City borough of Queens, a house they were at exploded. Officers were tossed into the air. A man inside the house was killed. His body was found in the rubble. 8 cops were injured. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 145 points. NASDAQ futures 13 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that a deadly crash involving a ride on bus and a vehicle is causing road closures in Montgomery County early Friday. Officers and Montgomery County Fire and Rescue crews responded around 4:47 a.m. to the area of Mid-County Highway and Goshen Road. Police said the crash involved a county ride-on bus. Police said the driver of the ride-on bus remained on scene. The bus was headed to its first scheduled stop of the day and did not have any passengers on board at the time of the crash, the Maryland Department of Transportation said. Fox 45 reports that a deadly shooting at an illegal car rally at a garage in Columbia has left one man dead and 6 others wounded. And Howard County police are now offering a reward as they search for the person who pulled the trigger. Police said a reward of up to $2,500 is being offered for information that leads to an arrest. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it started out in grand fashion.
Fly ball into left field. And Alvarez at the wall. Two grand slams in one game.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jackson's second grand slam of the season came in the seventh, two innings after Adley Rutschman hit one out in the fifth, as the O's bashed their way to a 10-3 win in game one. And you're thinking, all right, okay, this is good. And then game two happened.
Cam sends this one to center, sending Tavares back. All the way back, looking up, gone! Into the bleachers! A three-run shot for Cam Smith.
Todd Callis had the call on the Space City Home Network. Smith's three-run first-inning shot off Brandon Young was an early haymaker, and the O's could not recover, falling 11-5 in the nightcap yesterday at Camden Yards. After the game, manager Albernez talking about what we've been talking about all season long.
To me, it's just consistency. I think anyone that watched the first game, I would say our defense was pretty good, if not really good. The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable.
Birds finished the month of April at 15-16, third in the AL East, five games behind the Yanks, who they face in the Bronx tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a first time for everything. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in Westminster, 45 in Easton, and 50 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. You made it. It's Friday. It's the weekend. You know, I don't know about you guys, but my plans are actually in my house this weekend. I am redoing my bedroom. You know, I already took care of the bathroom. We took care of the pantry. I am on the bedroom, okay? I knew that we got to do it one room at a time. Otherwise, I'm like all over the place and there's crap everywhere. So this weekend is all about the master bedroom. Oh, well, you know what? I guess we can't say master bedroom anymore, right? Isn't that racist? Look at me, a black person saying master bedroom. It's supposed to be called a primary bedroom now. No, I'm not going to play that game. I'm doing the master bedroom over. And I'm excited to do so. That olive green color, you see how that made a comeback? I'm going that route. Lots of white, lots of olive green. Just like a little, you know, cozy feeling. All right, you guys don't care about that. What you do probably care about is the fact that Judge Jeanine Pirro, she did drop more videos yesterday in regards to Cole Tomas Allen, the monster that ran into the White House Correspondents' Dinner with a rifle. We now can see a little bit clearer what happened or what transpired in those moments as he was running in because they did drop a video that they were able to make much more clear for us to see. Now, she also dropped videos of him walking around the hotel the day before. Kind of creepy. We're going to talk about that. Also, transit to rural communities. If you live in Phoenix, if you live in Jacksonville, if you live in even Kingsville, guess what? You might have that good old-fashioned MTA bus on the way to your neighborhood. I know, people are upset, they're livid, and they are complaining on Facebook. And Doug and Ryan DeRocky is going to keep us up to date and informed on what's going on there. Who asked for this? That's my first question. Doug and DeRocky is going to join us at 9:35 a.m. But who asked for this? I don't even know. Why would you even take transit to rural communities? There aren't any job opportunities. Where are you going? Where are you going? You're going. Where are you going? To the farm? Where are you going? To the pumpkin patch? I mean, what are you doing? To the cornfields? Where are you going? Anyways, he's going to join us at 9:35 a.m., and I'm glad that he will, because I need him to explain this to me like I'm a toddler, because I don't get it. Also, the Baltimore County Police Scanner has been picking up a lot of things that we're not hearing really in the news. And I'm not faulting reporters. I'm not faulting any of the news stations at all, because there's so much to follow, right? You got 10 and 12-year-olds carjacking people. You got so much going on that I'm sure not everything on the scanner is going to make it to a headline. I get it. I got it. But we are going to talk about the latest. It has to do with Mission Barbecue on York Road there in Towson. Don't forget, Councilman Mike Ertel, who's the councilman in that area, he told us it's just a perception. We're perceiving it as an increase in crime. It's not really happening. I'm like, really? Last time I checked, they weren't drawing guns in the parking lot of Mission Barbecue on York Road, but that is what happened, apparently. We'll get into that. Also, the Southern District Coalition was standing outside of City Hall in Baltimore yesterday because they want a better quality of life. That's right. The Federal Hill residents, you know, all those in the Southern District, they have a petition going around, and people are fed up with the dirt bikes. They're fed up with a lot of things. But I don't think Mayor Brandon Scott, I checked again this morning, it doesn't look like he's made a comment about it at all. And it might be, guess what? It might be because he's out of town. Did you know about this? I didn't know about this. Mayor Brandon Scott is out of the country. And the Baltimore Brew had that story. Very interesting indeed. Also, just so you know, real quick, we are going to talk to, and I'm going to change this on my show plan here, Michelle, the producer's filling in. I apologize. 11:35 a.m., Chris Burnett's going to join us because he's going to fill us in on the latest update coming out of Iran. Apparently, there has been some movement there. We're at the 60 days. Chris Burnett's running in CD6, and he's been on the show plenty of times. Obviously, lots of expertise in the Middle East himself. And so we're going to talk about what we could possibly see over the weekend. And a lot of this discussion, honestly, I do want to have because, you know, here at home, I know you guys have seen the gas prices go up even further. Okay. I love Trump. I'm a huge Trump supporter. I think what we're doing is the right thing, but we have to have honest conversations. And the honest conversation right now is the gas prices. And what are we going to see after this weekend, right? The 60-day mark. Are we going to see these gas prices go up? What's going to happen? What is going to happen? Same thing with Tim Herb, who's going to join us at 9:20 with the Morning Market Flash. I would love to know. The markets have been pretty even keel, but now that you're on the 60 days, and now, you know, President Trump could need Congress to go further, what does that mean for the markets? So we'll talk to Tim Herb at 9:20, Chris Burnett at CD6, at 11:35 a.m. And then also the Key Bridge. I know we've been talking about the Key Bridge all week. But apparently one of the victims that died while on the Key Bridge 2 years ago, very sad indeed. Well, apparently, and it's the way that this is entitled, the title's throwing me off here. It says, Mother of Key Bridge Victim's Kid. What? What the heck is that? Mother of Key Bridge Victim's Kid speaks while facing deportation. Channel 11, I don't know who wrote that. But you might want to check their journalism degree. Because I had a seizure reading that. I was like, wait a minute. Mother of Key Bridge Victim. Are you saying the baby mama? What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you telling us? Anyways, here's the story. We'll get into it at 11 o'clock hour. But apparently, one of the victims that was, you know, killed that night on the Key Bridge, apparently he has a daughter. And the mother of that daughter, not wife, it's got to be the baby mama, right? I mean, so anyways, the mother of that daughter, apparently she's facing deportation. Now, we had this conversation as soon as the bridge fell. As soon as the bridge fell, not everybody loved that I went straight to illegal immigration, but that's where I went, and I don't care if you don't like it, because it was very obvious to many of us that a lot of the guys that were killed on that bridge were not here legally. They could not speak English. They had an interpreter out there on the bridge with them. And many people said to me, Kim, I think you're wrong, even though I still think I'm right. I still think I'm right about the fact that I think, and during all of that, remember, the interpreter wasn't with those individuals that were in the truck. They were having lunch or something, you know, because the way their hours are set up, they do overnight work. So apparently when the bridge collapsed, they were on like their technical lunch break. They were eating in the truck, a couple of them, and the interpreter wasn't there with them at that moment. The interpreter was further down the bridge, I guess, where the potholes and everything was being filled. That's why the interpreter lived. Remember, he was able to jump off the bridge right there at the corner end, and he was able to actually walk away from the waters himself. Anyways, beyond that, I still believe, because you didn't have a ton of time, but remember, they were able to shut the bridge down and get all the cars that were crossing at that moment. They were able to get everybody off of the bridge. And people were telling me, Kim, there's no way, there was no mayday that went to the truck, there's no this, there's no that. I don't know, man. I still think they had no idea what was going on. I still think they had no idea what's going on. And I think that the interpreter being nowhere near them, because apparently there was a siren that went out, there was all these things, the interpreter being nowhere near them to help them understand that they had seconds to get off of that bridge. Because at that point, I thought, even, you know, would you get out of the truck? Would you try to jump for it? What would you try to do? And again, they weren't too far from the shoreline. I think they had no clue what was going on because of the language barrier. And I think as soon as, remember, there was another gentleman that was able to jump off in time because he was where the interpreter was by the where they were filling the pothole. Remember when he was asked by reporters because he was also able to get out of the water, he refused to go to the hospital. I said, well, that's interesting. It was freezing. It was March. Freezing temperatures. You went into the water and you don't want to go to the hospital? Really? After that? That was pretty dramatic. He said, no, doesn't want to go to the hospital. Then a reporter who was there on site pretty quickly, she went to go speak to him. And if you remember, he couldn't answer any of her questions. And so he was trying to speak, you know, to her on camera in Spanish. Unfortunately, the reporter, she could barely understand what was going on and what he was saying. So if you recall, she just put the mic up to the gentleman and said, hey, just kind of let us know what happened. And she's probably thinking if somebody understands Spanish that's watching or they can interpret it back in the studio, maybe they would do captions. So she wanted to make sure she had him on camera, which any reporter would do. But she couldn't translate any of it. And I said, wow, so he can't speak any English. So anyways, now, let me read it again. The mother of Key Bridge victim's kid is speaking out because she's facing deportation. Yeah. I also want to just note, because many of you have texted in and called in before. Remember, they were filling potholes under a contracted company that is contracted with the state. And many of you had said before, in the past, that this company is known for hiring illegal immigrants. If you have a contract with the state and you are hiring illegal immigrants, you should lose that contract. And as far as I'm concerned, your business should be put out of business. That is ridiculous. Anyways, we'll get into more of that and the details from this mother coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But I saw this thing and I thought, you know what? Here it is. Here it is. I knew it. And it, as the bridge collapsed, remember what they kept doing? You had Governor Wes Moore, Mayor Brandon Scott, County Executive, now Congressman Johnny Olszewski, all these people, they kept saying, well, they're Maryland men. They're from Maryland. Kind of like the whole Obrego Garcia situation. No. You're not a Maryland man. I don't care how many years you lived here. If you are not a citizen, and as far as I know, because we were also asking about work visas, never got an answer to that. Did they have any work visas? Nope, nothing. I want to see heads roll on this one. I really do. We'll go back over it at 11 o'clock, and we're going to call out that company as well, that contractor. Because if they had these individuals that were there, and I believe they were all illegal, to be honest with you, and they're still doing this, they're still practicing these hiring processes, they need to be at least, not able to have a contract with the state. My taxpaying dollars should not go to a contractor filling potholes that's hiring illegal immigrants. Okay? Anyways, we'll talk about that at 11 o'clock hour. Of course, at that time, I want you guys to weigh in real quick because I know Tim Herr is going to be calling here in a second. I just posted on X and in my Instagram story. Did you guys know Governor Wes Moore was hanging out with Jessica Alba? Gosh, this guy, what a clout chaser, this guy. He loves the celebrities, doesn't he? George Clooney, Jessica Alba, he's just rubbing shoulders. He's all over the place. Well, yeah, so she posted this morning. Jessica Alba doesn't post a ton on Instagram, but she did like an April month wrap-up. And when you know it, like seven pictures in, there's Governor Wes Moore giving, you know, her and her friend a hug. And look, we know he was in California hanging out with Bill Maher, but just keep in mind, Governor Wes Moore still hasn't said a word since we found out earlier this week that the contractor that was doing phase one of the bridge is no longer under contract. Nobody's working on the bridge currently that fell 2 years ago, 2 years and some change. And we have not heard from Governor Wes Moore at all about why he is no longer going with that contractor. Now, we heard from people with the Maryland Department of Transportation, but this is the governor. This is the same governor that was there for weeks with all the photo ops and everything else at the Key Bridge collapse site. You're telling me you were there for when they brought in a crane to talk about the big crane they brought in, but you can't tell us about the contractor that no longer is rebuilding the bridge? My guy. If you have time to hang out with Jessica Alba, what was she, Dark Angel or something? What was she on TV? She was something. I remember that movie where she was like dancing. It was called Honey or something. I like that movie. But if you're hanging out there with Jessica Alba and you can't deal with the issues you have here at home and you're the governor, we have a major problem. We'll talk about more of this when we get back, of course, and we'll get into that video that was dropped by Judge Jeanine Pirro in regards to the monster that ran into the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Right now, we've got our friend on the line, and look, we've got a lot going on overseas. I can only imagine what this is doing to the market. Our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He has the Morning Market Flash every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Happy Friday, Tim.
Happy Friday, Kim. How are you? Happy May 1st.
Oh, yeah, it's May Day. Happy May Day. There you go.
There we go. Yeah, well, it seems like the month of April flew by. I know, I think for the most part, weather was probably not that I'm a weatherman, or Kim, I'm more, talking more about the economy and the stock market, but I know the weather was certainly, you know, a little bit chilly during the month of April. What's the old saying again? April showers bring May flowers. I think that's how it's
going. Oh, right. Yes.
So hopefully that's true, at least this year, this season. But as far as the markets, talk about the month of April. While the weather maybe was a little bit dismal, the economy, the rebound in the stock market was actually phenomenal. The month of April, now that we're through officially as of yesterday on Thursday, posting, I wanted to share with you here this morning, those gains. So the month of April was fantastic across the board. The Dow had a positive gain or rebound in April of 7.14%, Kim. S&P 500 was up 10.42%. Yes, I just said that, a 10% double-digit gain for the month of April, while the NASDAQ, which is a heavily technology-based index, actually trumped, no pun intended, the S&P 500 with a 15.29% gain. Again, 15% gain for the NASDAQ. And then those small companies that make up the Russell 2000 index, what we call the small cap stocks, posting also another double-digit gain like the other indexes, up 12.16%. So U.S. equities in sharply higher in April, S&P 500 posting its best month since November of 2000. Actually, I have to take that back. Best month since November 2020, that is, ending the month off a fresh record high. The NASDAQ actually had its best month since April 2020, also ending at a record. And the small cap 2000 posting its best month since November 2024. So when you look at that, you know, you talk about the, again, the tensions overseas, what it's doing for the market. It really seems like the U.S. economy, Kim, has been extremely resilient. Yes, we do have periods of heightened volatility. It seems like if we pull off maybe any of the ceasefire discussions or we're backing down from potential de-escalation talks with Iran, then the market gets, you know, invokes fears and we see some jitters coming out in the market, some extreme volatility, which spooks investors. And that's normal. But for the market to have that type of a rally across the board with the major indices in April was actually fantastic. The Magnificent Seven companies all higher for the month. Google had a 33.9% gain, Kim, for the month of April, which is outstanding. Amazon posting a 27.3% gain. Those were the big outperformers for the market across the board. But we had other sectors beyond the scope of just technology that posted very positive gains. and had a lot of momentum in April. So this war with Iran, again, continuing to offer a lot of headline noise, but ultimately remains, as I said this before, you know, far from a resolution after this first round of talks, you know, has kind of failed so far. And we're kind of getting back to hopefully finding, you know, the peace, if you will, and regaining, you know, maybe some of those discussions to hold the market steady. But right now, the futures are, in fact, positive here this morning to kick off the month of May, May 1st, Kim. We're looking at right now the Dow futures are up 152 points. S&P 500 futures are up 18 points. And NASDAQ futures up ever so slightly, up about 8 points. I talked about earnings and how that's also having a big impact on the overall market. Apple, of course, today climbing more than 3% pre-market after they gained or posted a fiscal second quarter earnings and revenue beat for their earnings numbers, which was very positive for the market. On the flip side, we did see oil prices falling here this morning. So there we have it for this morning's Morning Market Flash, Kim, kicking off May with, again, a great start. April, another, you know, great finish. So just enjoy this weather. Have a good weekend, Kim. I'll rejoin you Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone. And Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Third time was not a charm. You tried to kill our president a third time, and I am bloody well done with your friggin' nonsense. You should be done, too. And I'm talking about Democrats as well. You should be done with this. We do not have to live in darkness. This has been going on for 10 years. Nothing like this comes from the MAGA movement. Nothing like this comes from conservatives.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, again, thank you, Tim Herb. We appreciate that. See, the markets are not too bad. It's so confusing. It really is, right? You got gas, oil prices are sky high. Obviously, that's more, I think, to the blockade. And we'll talk to Chris Burnett at CD6 again at 11:35 a little bit later. Don't forget, coming up next, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, transit to rural communities. And, you know, my apologies. I didn't even ask the delegate if he was coming in studio or if he was, because, you know, they're not in session or what have you. So we'll make sure we get him on the line if he's not coming in. But also, I just wanted to mention again, Governor Wes Moore, we've got so many questions with this key bridge and the contract that no longer exists. We find out that phase one only included driving piles into the ground underwater. You haven't done anything else, like absolutely nothing. It's been over 2 years. You've been gaslighting us on this for a very long time. What does he say? This is the fastest, largest project in America, blah, blah, blah. No. And then when we want an answer from you, right? I mean, look, you dismissed this contract. We want an answer from you, and you're in California hanging out with Jessica Alba. Dude, what? See, this is the thing, and he'll tell reporters, oh, look at my polling numbers. I'm a very popular governor all over the country. You're not even popular here in Maryland, okay? And I don't know why you think you're so popular as far as across the country, because the last time I checked, the DNC doesn't even include you in some of the polling. Then when they're talking about 2028 candidates, Wes Moore, your name isn't even on the list. He's with Patrick Bet-David in Miami. He was doing a podcast in New York City. He was on the Bill Maher Show, also in California. And yet, here in Maryland, you have run the state into the ground. People are not happy. Your spokesperson was online all day yesterday. Carter Elliott, he was on X all day yesterday, basically going to battle for you, Governor Moore, and pretending like you've done something. They still can't point to a single accomplishment for you. You're coming up on re-election. You've done nothing. And then they're touting Baltimore City numbers. Look, I don't know why so many people want to take credit for what State's Attorney Ivan Bates has accomplished, but you got to stop. We're not stupid. We know we have a better prosecutor than we did with State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. We got it. Anyways, coming up next, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, transit to rural communities. Why? Your guess is as good as mine.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Partial government shutdown finally over. President Trump has signed a bill funding much of the Department of Homeland Security. Gas prices on the rise. Today's AAA national average, $4.39 per gallon for regular. It's up 9 cents from yesterday. White House economist Kevin Hassett, though, expects the sky-high prices to be short-lived. President Trump says that Iran, despite perceived stubbornness when it comes to making a deal with the U.S., is actually anxious to end the war. Despite high prices and the war, we have seen a cavalcade of upbeat economic news this week. Manufacturing is hot, consumer confidence has come bouncing back, and the housing market is picking up, both in terms of construction as well as home buying. 45-year-old man has been charged with attempted murder and the stabbings of two Jewish men in London. On Wall Street, stocks opening higher this morning. More details, srnnews.com.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This was Trevor Rogers after his last start against the Red Sox.
It's just, you know, frustrating on my end that just can't really go deep into games right now and give my team a chance. But, you know, I just got to stay within my process, stay disciplined in what I need to do, and it'll turn around.
But not anytime soon, with the Birds placing Rogers on the injured list yesterday. 15 days with an undisclosed illness, not eligible to return until May 11th. We'll get more clarity perhaps this morning when manager Albernez meets the media before today's doubleheader at Camden Yards. Chris Bassett starting game one at 12:35, and Brandon Young taking the hill in game two. It'll be the second start in a row for Young, who has gotten used to being the proverbial yo-yo of the Orioles pitching staff.
That's life for the position I'm in, but I wouldn't trade it for anything else. I mean, being up here, contributing to a team win up here, I mean, it means the world. It's awesome.
Kate Povich will likely take Rogers' turn tomorrow night against the Yanks. Meanwhile, more and more, the national media recognizing the value of the Ravens' fourth-round pick, Elijah Surratt, wide receiver out of Indiana. Originally from Baltimore, prepped at St. Francis Academy, Surratt's specialty is back shoulder and contested catches. His basketball background, a big plus.
Yeah, I love basketball. It was my first sport. I was all the, just playing different sports. Any different sport, I feel like it kind of translates into somehow a different sport. Like soccer, it helps you feed. Basketball, just body movements, body control. I feel like it helps you a lot on the field. And just with the contested catches, with me running routes, just being on balance as someone's trying to push me and stuff like that.
And finally, what does a guy like Matt Hibner actually do after he's drafted by the Ravens? Hibner, the tight end out of Michigan, picked by Baltimore in the fifth round, number 133 overall, was raised in a disciplined environment.
You know, I love to be kind of in a regiment. That's kind of just the way that my whole family was raised. Yeah, my father, he did a great job of instilling that. My mom, too. I mean,
she's told me all the time just this week, like, well, no one else is going to do it, so I'm going to keep you grounded. Like, I was mowing the lawn yesterday.
Ibner from Burke, Virginia, went to Lake Braddock High School, one of two tight ends selected by the Ravens to replace Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a double dip for the Orioles today. And that is Stein on Sports.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
You're Fox 45 forecast. We've got increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Plan on some scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Saturday as a new weather maker passes by just to our south. A few showers possible. Otherwise, a very cool start to the first weekend of May with highs in the low 60s on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Real quick, it is 9:35 a.m. And yesterday we had the poll question up for you. You know, do you think that parents should face consequences when their kids are too young to be charged? That was in relation to the 10-year-old and the 12-year-old that carjacked a vehicle in Parkville and then drove it and crashed it in Baltimore City. Just so you know, 205 of you said yes, the parents should be held accountable, and 28 of you said no, the parents should not be held accountable. I know there were some people were on the fence on that one. I get it. I got it. Real quick, before we get into our conversation with our guest here, the question of the day is, this is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. It's also on the app, easy to access there. What kind of punishment should dirt bike riders in Baltimore City face? What kind of punishment should dirt bike riders in Baltimore City face? We are going to talk about the rally that was held outside of City Hall in Baltimore yesterday. Quality of life crimes, and one on the list, there are so many people in the southern districts, Federal Hill and other areas, they are so sick and tired of the dirt bikes. So what do you think should happen to these people? Jail time? Fines, community service, or nothing at all? Go ahead and take part in the poll at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Now, a lot of things in Maryland never make sense to me, but there are some things that stand out where you're like, this really doesn't make sense. All right? Tampons in the men's restroom doesn't make sense. Having a vending machine in elementary schools that dispenses condoms doesn't make sense. Okay? There's some things that just do not make sense. This is another one. I'm going to add this one to the list, and I appreciate Delegate Ryan DeRocky for basically bringing this to so many people's attention, not just mine, but so many people reacted on Facebook. Baltimore County is now discussing expanding transit to our rural communities such as Jacksonville, Moncton, Hereford, and Kingsville. Delegate Ryan DeRocky, good morning, and please tell us, why is this necessary?
Good morning, Kim. Always great to talk to you. Well, Kim, I wish I could tell you why it was necessary, but it's not. It is completely unnecessary, as a matter of fact. I mean, we are talking about creating a micro-transit service, is what they're calling it, which is a sort of Uber-like service for the most rural areas in Baltimore County. It makes absolutely zero sense and costs a whole heck of a lot of money, Kim, and I don't know if you know this. In fact, I'm joking. I know you know this. Baltimore County is in a deep budget hole. This is not the time you're doing something like this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I was just talking to Michelle, a producer. She's filling in today, and I was just talking to her. I don't know if I would ever have a need, Ryan, unless I'm going to somebody's house, to go to Moncton or Parkton or Hereford. What I don't understand this, because, you know, we even talked to Doug at Nino Mangione a little bit yesterday about the bridge that fell there in Baltimore County, northern Baltimore County. They tell us it's going to take 5 or 6 years to get that little bridge back up, but it doesn't make any sense to us at all. Are there farms in those areas that are looking for workers, you know, to help with the crops that are possibly coming from other areas?
It's possible that could be the case, but, you know, that is, you know, a part of life in rural areas, right? When folks move into these areas, or in some cases they've lived there for generations, they know that you're trading certain things if you live in a rural area, right? I mean, you are trading the convenience of being very close to, say, a shopping mall, or also being on a transit system. But that's why they want to be there, because they're looking for that rural lifestyle. You know, we've had people say, well, this is about getting seniors or those with disabilities to appointments, things like that. But that's not true either, Kim, because the county already has something called County Ride that is exactly for seniors and those with disabilities, and it services the entire county. So this is completely unnecessary. It's extremely expensive. Park City, Utah had something like this, Kim, and they got rid of it just a couple years ago. And the two reasons they cited were the extreme cost for doing it, and also the unreliability of the service. I mean, when you're getting to these really spread out areas, you're going to have drivers picking up people literally at their doors in very spread out areas. It makes no sense.
It really doesn't. Now, we've seen in Baltimore County and other areas, again, we're speaking to Doug and Ryan Araki, where you've got city school students that are being bused to Baltimore County schools. And that has caused a lot of nightmares in some of these schools, especially in our area there in Middle River. I wonder if they are thinking about possibly busing kids to some of these other schools in some of those areas. Because right now, I mean, you do see where a lot of these schools, Delegate, the class sizes are getting larger. And from my understanding, under the Blueprint for Education, that will continue to increase in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be about education, but I'm glad you brought education up, Kim, because this, you know, often budgets are a binary choice, right? And so we can either put money to a transit system in rural Baltimore County, or we could provide more money for classrooms, right? We've been looking to build a new high school in Northeast Baltimore County for 25 years. When you fund something like this, that's money that could go to that. Or we could also address the number one transportation issue that myself and Doug at Schlage get contacted about the rural areas in our district, and that's speeding. We could put this money towards more law enforcement to do traffic enforcement in those communities and make the roads safer. So, you know, for all those reasons, I just think this is a terrible idea and a really bad idea given what our budget situation looks like in Baltimore County. It's just abysmal.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to moving to opportunity. And Delegate, you know, you don't have to really say too much here if you don't want to. But for myself, the move to opportunity and where I currently live in Middle River, and you see this in Essex and so many other areas, it has not been in our favor. And we have seen crime increase. We've seen just the worst numbers that have increased. And of course, you know, you've got many people that were pushing this move to opportunity. They're not even living in some of these neighborhoods and where they have now these quote unquote opportunities for these individuals. And it's like, you know, as long as it's not in their backyard, they don't care. I could tell there on your Facebook post when you were talking about this, Delegate, that seems to be the concern of many, where this is going to spread crime into some of those areas. Do you think that's a major concern?
I think it is a very reasonable and legitimate concern. I mean, we can look at numbers from a couple years ago when the light rail in the York Road corridor was shut down for an extended period of time for service, and you saw a substantial and significant drop in crime in that corridor. So, I mean, I do think that is a legitimate concern, but I also think a very legitimate concern, Kim, that listeners should be talking about is, you know, tax increases. Right? I think to pay for something like this, if we're being honest with ourselves, we need to increase taxes. I'm a heck no on any kinds of tax increases.
Yeah.
As you know, Kim, there was a study out recently that said that Maryland is the most unaffordable place to live to raise a family in the country. We should be doing nothing to increase unaffordability in Maryland, and that is exactly what this would do.
When I saw this, I thought, you got to be kidding me. Because this is what people have been calling into the show fearing that this would be the next thing to come, right? Because you saw, like you said, the York Road transit. There's now many things happening right there at the Hunt Valley Shopping Center that people have been talking about. A lot of people have feared this for quite some time. It looks like, are you hosting a survey on this on Facebook?
No, so that is actually Baltimore County hosting a survey to seek feedback from, residents of these areas to get their opinion on it. I would encourage everyone to take that survey, and there's a part, it's a very misleading survey, Kim. It's basically asking, like, how much would you pay and all this sort of stuff. But there's a comment section where respondents can write an answer at the end. I would encourage everyone to fill that out and say, heck no. We don't want this in these areas.
All right, great. Well, I'm glad that you linked that to your Facebook page. If you guys aren't following Delegate Ryan Araki already, please do so and go to his Facebook page and please take part in the survey. Ryan for Maryland is his handle there. Delegate, while I have you on the line, we found out this week that the contractor that was contracted to do phase one, and we thought phase two, that contractor now has been relieved of its duties. And we no longer have a contractor under contract to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Here we are 2 years later. And Delegate, what was your initial reaction to this news and the fact that Governor Moore isn't saying anything about the next coming steps? Are you concerned?
Kim, I'm extremely concerned, but my initial reaction was I thought Governor Moore recently told us that this was the fastest moving large construction project in the country, Kim. How could it be that we now no longer have a contractor and we're already, I believe, $4 billion over budget on the project with not one piece of steel in the ground? Kim, I think we are likely to see a new stadium for the Commanders before we see a bridge or maybe even any piece of steel in the ground at the rate that the governor is working this project.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is craziness. I mean, we were talking about it, you know, when he was down there at the 2 year mark. Remember when he was driving a tractor on the port, and I thought, well, what does that have to do with the bridge? What does that have to do with the bridge going up? And at that same press conference, Delegate, he says, look, there's work being done, but it's in the water, so you just can't see it yet. And everybody's like, wait, dude, 2 years later, you know, we had Delegate Mike Griffith on the show yesterday, Delegate, and he was talking about the fact that these contractors that are usually chosen for these contracts, they have to be unionized, they have to have so much, you know, on a project if it's over $20 million. There's the DEI aspect. There seems to be hurdles and obstacles in even finding a contractor. If you're looking at this now, Delegate, they told us 2030 this bridge should be up. Do you still feel that the bridge will be up in that time? And do you still think it will come in under $6
billion? Kim, I am a hard no way to either of those questions. I don't think it'll be up by 2030. I don't think it'll come under $6 billion. And I think it is exactly because of the way that Governor Moore is managing this project. And to your point, I mean, there was a letter from the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Duffy, back in the fall that highlighted everything that you're talking about. The number one problem is that they're trying to fit square pegs into round holes on this project. They are looking for DEI contractors that don't exist in many cases. And look, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. You can't just make it up out of thin air. And even if you could, Kim, would we really want to just prop up a contractor that's never built a bridge like this to build a bridge like this that's going to have millions of cars crossing it? I mean, that is an insane idea.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's scary. People are talking about the fact that even the Bay Bridge right now, we haven't even taken any kind of precautions there either after seeing the collapse that we saw with the Key Bridge. You know, Delegate, this is all very concerning, but it's just another day in Maryland. Before you go, and again, thank you for joining us. I think you have an event coming up if you want to let everybody know. And then also, please let people know how to follow you so they can take part in that survey.
Absolutely. So very easy, as Kim said, to follow me. It's Ryan for Maryland on all sort of platforms. I do have an event coming up. I have the wonderful Kim Klasick joining us for the event on May 28th. It's going to be at Poole's Island Brewing Company, which is in Middle River. It's from 5 to 7, and would love to see everyone out there. I'm going to have a bunch of the Maryland Freedom Caucus there as well, which should be a great time.
Yeah, well, Olivia always loves your events, too. So it always is a good time. Delegate Ryan Iraqi, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you out there on May 28th, but thank you for fighting for us as well.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. All right, that was Delegate Ryan Iraqi. That was Delegate Ryan Iraqi. I'm going to hop right into the phone lines here. Many people want to weigh in on this. Transit to rural communities. I don't understand it. I really, really don't, and I can't imagine, the people that I know in these areas, I can't imagine that they want any kind of transportation coming that way. But I'm glad that at least Boulder County Council has put out that survey. Again, Ryan for Maryland on Facebook. He's got the link up. I've got our friend Jeff in Moncton. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Kim. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you, Delegate Iraqi, for chiming in on the events taking place, or they want to take place with the transit. Anyway, I'm a longtime Hereford Zone resident, almost 70 years. But anyway, my take on it, there will be a tax increase. They got to pay for the vehicles and the upkeep and all that stuff that comes with it, probably hire additional people. And the other part of it is that really concerns a lot of people that I talk to in this area. If the government is putting something into your area, they're usually doing it as a feeler. So if they put that up here, a lot of people are fearful that it's just to get their foot in the door to grow more government-style things coming into the rural areas. And quite frankly, the people that live here, I can't speak for all of them, obviously, and they don't want this. They're here because they like the rural settings, the rural living. And the people that move into the area, when they move up here, they should understand that when they come here, that's what they are coming for. So don't bring that other stuff with you. We like our tractors on the roads and our people riding the horses through the fields and our kids taking their tractors to school on tractor day, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's about it. Just chiming in.
Well, you know, real quick before you go, I just wanted to say, you know, when you bring that up in the government and the feelers, it sounds to me also that they're trying to move possibly very liberal voters that way.
Oh, without a doubt. And let me tell you something. There is Section 8, subsidized housing, whatever you want to call it, in the area. And we can see just by, unfortunately, some of the different changes in the neighborhoods. You know, everybody deserves a chance. I'm not saying they don't deserve a chance, but you have to be a good citizen. And the bottom line is, once the government starts getting involved with this kind of stuff, it usually just snowballs into something bigger, and the government messes things up. And one last thing, Kim, I just want to say is, you know, I'm a retired firefighter from Baltimore County. Today is the first Friday of May, and I just hope everybody out there remembers our fallen first responders. And that's it.
No, absolutely. Again, thank you for your service, Jet, and I appreciate you calling in. And I know Doug Anito Mangione, he had a moment where he was remembering those that were lost in, you know, serving the community, of course, our heroes. Jet, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch, I'm sure, as we continue this conversation about transit to your area. Thank you. All right, you guys, we'll be back. We'll talk more about this. Obviously, got more people weighing in on the text line and on the phone line. Again, I don't know why we would have to have transit going to Moncton. Don't know, but we'll talk about it coming up next.
Not sure if you missed this, but the Treasury just declared the U.S. insolvent. That's right, insolvent. Well, what about all these unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare? They only kind of make matters worse, right? So let's face it. Congress seems to have totally lost control of our nation's finances. And I don't know about you, but I try to do everything in my power to help protect my savings from potential consequences. That's where diversification of my portfolio comes in. And that's what I've done ever since I've been able to save money. And that's why I've always bought gold and silver, at least as a part of my portfolio. If you want to learn more about why I'm buying and how you can get started, reach out to our partners at GoldCo. They'll help you with that. They have the best gold and silver offer in the business. They support this show, and I'm a customer. They'll send you their free 2026 gold and silver kit. They'll help you get started, and you can get up to 10% in bonus gold or silver while supplies last. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. So dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
All right. Thank you, Doug and Ryan and Rocky, for keeping us informed. Transit towards Moncton, Parkton, Jacksonville. Again, areas that I don't go to unless I'm going to someone's house, right? If they're having a party or get-together or if there's a fundraiser on a farm, right? I mean, sometimes, occasionally, you'll go out there and knock doors, things like that, when you have somebody running in the district. But you're not thinking about someone taking the bus or taking anything, you know, to Moncton. To do what exactly? Wow, very concerning. Real quick, because we were talking to a delegate about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I did find out, because I did some research here. Of course, lots of people want to talk to the governor. And from my understanding, the word on the street is, even in from liberal media outlets, the governor is only speaking to people that will be nothing but kind to him and that will not ask him tough questions. This is even coming from liberal media outlet friends. So I don't think he has, you know, any plans to truly, truthfully answer what's going on with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I guess unless you're a surrogate or something for his campaign. That's the only way he'll talk to you. Again, they talk about no kings, right? Isn't that what they said about President Trump? He acts like a king. Liberal media, liberal reporters that like Governor Westmore can't even get an interview with the guy. Because God forbid they ask him a question that he doesn't want to answer. Unbelievable. All right, coming up next, we're going to continue this conversation. Got lots of people on the line. Of course, we want to talk about it with you. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Go ahead and call in. Transit going to rural communities. We will talk about the latest video that was dropped by Judge Jeanine Pirro in regards to Cole Tomas Allen as he was running in to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And then, of course, if you want to weigh in on the bridge, whether the cost, whether the timeline, you can absolutely do so. This is a free-for-all Friday. Whatever you want to discuss, we got it. Call in.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The partial government shutdown finally over. President Trump has signed a bill funding much of the Department of Homeland Security.
The president's signature put an end to the longest agency shutdown in history. It lasted more than 70 days as Democrats refused to fund Donald Trump's immigration enforcement operations without changes. To break the impasse, Republican leaders in both the House and Senate decided to tackle the immigration enforcement funding on their own through what is called budget reconciliation.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that process will take several weeks. Gas prices, they continue to rise. Today's AAA national average, $4.39 per gallon for regular. It's up 9 cents from yesterday. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett expects the sky-high prices to be short-lived.
We're more optimistic, even than futures markets, because we've started to account for the fact that UAE left OPEC and they have a massive amount of excess capacity. They could turn the knobs up to 100% right away, and that will have a huge effect on oil prices around the world.
President Trump says Iran, despite perceived stubbornness when it comes to making a deal with the U.S., is actually anxious to end the war.
I mean, I don't know what stubbornness, because really nobody knows what the talks are except myself and a couple of other people. They want to make a deal badly.
Despite high prices and the Iran war, we've seen a cavalcade of upbeat economic news this week. Manufacturing is hot, consumer confidence has come bounding back, and the housing market is picking up both in terms of construction and home buying. Small plane crash, Wimberley, Texas, about 40 miles southwest of Austin, killed all five people on board the plane. It happened last night, and the National Transportation Safety Board is leading the investigation into that plane crash. On Wall Street this morning, stocks adding to yesterday's gains. The Dow is up 292 points. The Nasdaq ahead 268. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that police are asking for the public's help identifying suspects who they say robbed an Uber Eats driver at a McDonald's in East Baltimore. Shortly after 1 a.m. on April 23rd, officers were called to McDonald's located at 15 West North Avenue in the Charles North neighborhood for a reported robbery. When officers arrived, they found a 40-year-old male victim who was working as an Uber Eats driver, police said. And a man has been arrested after allegedly abducting a Cockeysville Middle School student on Thursday. Baltimore County Police said on April 30th, around 7:50 a.m., authorities responded to the school after a student had reported that she was abducted. The student told officers that she was walking to school when she was approached by a man who identified himself as a family friend and persuaded her to get into his vehicle. And a 10-year-old was arrested after crashing a stolen car into a stop sign and fire hydrant in East Baltimore, the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office confirmed. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it started out in grand fashion. Fly ball into left field. Get Alvarez at the wall. Two grand slams in one game. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jackson's second grand slam of the season came in the seventh, two innings after Adley Rutschman hit one out in the fifth, as the O's bashed their way to a 10-3 win in game one. And you're thinking, all right, okay, this is good. And then game two happened.
Ham sends this one to center, sending Tavares back. All the way back, looking up, gone! Into the bleachers. A three-run shot for Cam Smith.
Todd Callis had the call on the Space City Home Network. Smith's three-run first-inning shot off Brandon Young was an early haymaker, and the O's could not recover, falling 11-5 in the nightcap yesterday at Camden Yards. After the game, manager Albanez talking about what we've been talking about all season long.
To me, it's just consistency. I think anyone that watched the first game, I would say our defense was pretty good, if not really good. The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable.
Birds finished the month of April at 15-16, third in the AL East, five games behind the Yanks, who they face in the Bronx tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a first time for everything. And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shariah Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shariah Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shariah Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoybach.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
48 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 54 in Pikesville, and 55 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Man, happy Friday to all of you. We just had Delgar Ryder Rocky on. He just opened a can of worms on us. Transit, yes, public transit. We're talking about transit in Baltimore County, possibly going to rural communities. Why? I don't know. Moncton is one on the list. Jacksonville, Parkton. Good grief. I mean, look, people, as Jet pointed out at Moncton, and Jet, thank you again for calling in. Thank you for your service. People move to these areas because they like the slower things in life. They like things to slow down. They like the quiet, right? They want to hear the birds chirping. You know, you don't want all the, you know, you don't need buses going up and down. I mean, it's just like, it's crazy. It's crazy. That's why people move into those areas, to get away from the hustle and bustle. And again, for me, you know, hearing more about this, in my view, it just sounds like they want to move more voters, more Democrat voters in these areas. Because if you think about it, those areas are, in fact, they have elected Republicans in those seats. And so I think they're trying to obviously, you know, get push some of those Republicans out. The same reason why they're moving so many people from the city areas to Wicomico County and to the Eastern Shore in general. They want it to be blue. That's what they want. They want it to be blue. If they had their way, all of Maryland would be a liberal hellhole. Meanwhile, people are leaving. Businesses are leaving. Who are they going to tax? Eventually, they're going to run out of a tax base. But they don't care because their agenda, their minds, is much more important. All right, we were also talking about the Key Bridge, the fact that it's no longer under contracts. That's another piece of this. The things that they should be focused on, they're not focused on, right? You're talking about transit to rural communities. You can't even get a bridge up, right? You can't get the bridge back up. Talk about transit. Focus on that transit. Why don't you? All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We'll get to your text messages. I've got Johnny in Hamilton. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing, Kim?
I'm doing well, Johnny. We've got a lot of issues here in Maryland. What's on your mind?
Okay, Kim, we're going to make a little imaginary bet between me and you.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, if you win, you're the queen of the universe.
Oh, I already won that, though. I don't know if I, you know... Johnny, I'm already. That's just kidding.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's the bet? No, go ahead.
Okay. If I win, I'm the king. Now here's the bet. Which will be completed first, the bridge or Elon Musk lands on Mars and talks to the little green men?
Oh wow. Which way are you going? What do you have?
I say we're going to go on to Mars and with the flying saucers.
Oh, man.
That bridge now, they put originally exploratory pilings in there to see what the riverbed is, because that infrastructure is completely different than the bridge that was destroyed. Therefore, the next contractor that's coming in there, they're not going to take that test data from this company that lost the contract because of liability. You're going to start all over again, sweetheart.
Yeah, and that's what Barbara was telling us, too. I think you're right about that.
Oh, Polytechnic, give me a break. I'm saying, this thing is going to end up like they had in Boston. It was called the Big Dig, where it started out at $8 billion for a tunnel, and it ended up at $25 billion, and I think they stopped it. Or like we had in Baltimore, the I-95 extension, the highway to nowhere. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it looks that way, Johnny. And I don't know if I could take that bet with you, because I think Elon Musk is going to Mars. You know what, Johnny? What was interesting, I don't know if you heard a caller the other day. I'll ask you this one. I think his name was Ron out of Essex. He believes that they're not going to even think about completing it at all or even getting it started, because he believes that they're going to just think we're all used to just sitting in traffic in 95 and they're not going to care.
Right. And then one last thing. In the words of one of the greatest Western philosophers in history, stupid is stupid does, my man Forrest.
Yeah, absolutely, Johnny. I hope you have a great weekend. Great points there. Thank you so much. Thank you. I can't take that bet. I'd lose. I'd lose that bet. But if Johnny became the king, that's fine. You know, the Democrat Party, they like kings anyways. You saw how happy they were to see King Charles on Capitol Hill. And the way that Wes Moore is operating the state, he acts like he's a king. If you missed it, I posted it on X. I'll put it on Facebook as well. Jessica Alba, the celebrity. And she's, you know, a lot of people love Jessica Alba. And, you know, no blame to her. She's just doing her thing. But it's like, you know, here she puts out all these pictures. And I'm like 7-8 pictures in because I follow her on Instagram. She's actually, you know what, she went through a divorce recently. She was married to that guy, Cash. I was like, wow, that happened. You know what I thought happened there real quick? I think it was a politics situation because I think Cash was a Republican and they have, I think, two or three kids together and she is very liberal. Remember, she was actually supporting Kamala Harris. She was out there on the front lines and it seemed to me and it was right before the election when they went their separate ways. Anyways, now she's got a new man. He's young, too. He's like almost 20 years younger than she is. I don't know how that works out, but God bless them, I guess, you know. But anyway, so she posts a bunch of pictures for the month of April. And right there, the seventh or eighth picture in was Governor Wes Moore cheesing, grinning, ear to ear, hanging out with Jessica Alba and some other celebrity friend. I don't know what her name is. She's blonde, really pretty. I've seen her in movies, but I don't know her name. Well, anyways, that's what Governor Wes Moore's been up to. And here we are talking about the bridge. No longer under contract. He won't say a word about it. And he's living life like a king. Nobody can touch him. And like I said, I've got friends in media that love Governor Wes Moore, that are team Wes Moore, and would love to interview him. But he won't do it because they're afraid that they might ask him a question that was not approved by his team. And so now he only sits down and talks to people that are like surrogates for the campaign. It's really pathetic and it's really pitiful. And you know what? Shame on those people that are fine with following the guidelines. Here we are coming up on election in November. And shame on you for saying, you know what? Yeah, we're only going to ask Governor Wes Moore the questions he approves of and having him a guest on their show. Is that really worth it? I mean, what do you owe anything to your audience? Terrible. I've got Stephen in Cockeysville. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Cam. Nice talking to you. What's going to happen when the Preakness comes up? How's Governor Moore going to hide when he gets booed?
Oh, that is a good question. Now Stephen, let me ask you this. Do you think that the Preakness crowd is a crowd that would boo? Like, you know, the Orioles, yeah, the baseball crowd, maybe. But do you think the horse enthusiasts, do you think that they are equestrian enthusiasts, do you think they would boo?
I think there's some that would. Yeah, I don't think it's, I mean, there's going to be, you know, the liberal group there, but there's regular people that go to the Preakness, too.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I should go just so I can boo him. I don't know. It's in Laurel this year, right? So it's, you know.
Well, listen, he can't hide when he holds the vase, you know.
Yeah. I know he probably wanted to hide last time around. Boy, oh boy, I saw the pictures of him at Preakness last year, or maybe it was the year before, and his eyes were bloodshot red. Looked like he had been drinking all day long. I thought, wow, that's interesting. Well, anyway, Stephen, I appreciate you. We'll have to watch and see what happens there. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. You know, I didn't think about that. He is going to show up. And then what's going to happen then? Are reporters just not going to be allowed to get close to the guy? I mean, it really is troubling. It is troubling. I'll go back to the phone lines in a second, but I got a lot of text messages coming in, and many of you guys have been very patient. And again, let me just thank you, because I don't think I did it yet this week. Thank you again for choosing Kim Klasick Live, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on WCBM 680. I know that you have choices. There's lots of choices, right? There's all kind of podcasts and everything else. But the fact that you're here, I do appreciate you. I truly do. Ron in the text line says, hey, Kim, that high-speed rail nowhere to nowhere in California that has eaten billions of dollars and made no progress for Gavin Newsom, entire region. The Key Bridge is more Lion West's version of that same grift. They're running the clock out until Trump is gone. Ron, you might be right on that one because, yeah, there are a lot of people in California talking about that as well. Lots of money thrown down that hole. Robert at Middle River says, good morning, Kim. I sent you a message on Instagram. I don't know if you saw it. Sorry, Robert. Just so you guys know, Instagram and Facebook, you will never receive a direct message from me, and I will not see your direct messages. I told you guys before, I don't even open those things. I don't know why Meta allows people to send nude photos through those things, but I've had enough opening them. I don't want to see any more. I don't want to see anything else out of there. Anyways, but the other day I was listening to your show, and there's a big rant about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. At the time, I was actually crossing the Chesapeake Bay Bridge tunnel. And I learned that it is about 15 miles long, and it took, I think, 4.5 years to complete. So there's a little perspective on that one. Have a great weekend. Robert Middle River. Yeah, there's a lot of people also, you know, talking about the Empire State Building and other very large projects that were completed in, you know, a short amount of time. If they wanted to get this done, they could get it done. And I know Marty has texted in before, many people have texted in, saying just hand it over to the federal government and let the Army Corps of Engineers come in and do it. Obviously, you don't know what you're doing, Westmore. You can't even keep a contract. I mean, is it like just hand it over? Admit that you can't do it. Joe and B-more, his eyes were wide. He said, the big what? Oh, Joe, I heard that too. The one caller was talking about some big project in Boston. I don't know. I didn't. I caught the name too. I don't know if that was the name or if it was a nickname. I didn't want to ask. I got another text here from Cal. He says, hi, Kim. Happy Friday to you. I love you and your show. Thank you, Cal. I love you, too. He says, you dive into the hot issues every day. That is what I like. And other listeners, have a beautiful weekend. Oh, it was a nice text message. Look at that, Cal. Thank you. I feel the same way. Got a caller on the line. Bob in Baltimore. Hey, Bob.
Kim, how are you?
Good. Where have you been all week? I was thinking, where is Bob?
I don't know. I've been, you know, doing this and that and the other. But anyway, good morning, and I hope all is well.
Yes.
But with Governor Moore doing all this globetrotting, why can't we get him to globetrot up to the North Pole, the Arctic Circle, and take Kathy Quasmeyer with him? No winter coats, no long underwear. Take them up there and just let them flop around on the ice with the elephant seals.
You know what?
So we never have to see them again.
That would be wonderful, actually, if that could happen. I doubt it will happen. Let me ask you this, Bob. I mean, you've got Governor Moore. He's with Jessica Alba. He's with George Clooney on yachts. Do you think Marylanders find him relatable at this point?
Hell no.
Yeah.
No way. I have a funny feeling he ain't going to get it.
I'm praying every night on it.
and speaking of which, Kathy Klausmeyer, I heard she's not walking anymore in the morning.
Oh, really?
She stopped because her liquor store closed down.
Bob!
She walks here every morning. And the poor old thing, you know, she doesn't do it anymore.
Bob, please. Bob, yeah, well, look, we can't say that, all right? We can't say. Bob, I hope you have a great weekend, as always. Thank you so much for calling in.
Kim, real quick, honest, all kidding aside, it's not bad to shame bad people.
No, it isn't. But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, for some people, you know, if I can't prove it, I won't just say too much about it. She has done a terrible job. And I even let her spokesperson know a little bit more about that. You know what? Now that you bring it up, Bob, coming up after the break, I'll read some of those text messages. Bob, I hope you have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You know what? I will read some of those text messages because, you know, her spokesperson had the nerve again. And this is Kathy, doesn't want to work Klausmeyer, had the nerve again to text me saying, oh, don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you. 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I asked if Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeyer is going to say anything about the uptick in crime with the juveniles. You had someone robbed at gunpoint at White Marsh Mall 2 weekends ago. Didn't say a word. Then you have these 10-year-old stole this car, by the way. The carjacking by the 10-year-old, that was in Parkville, Baltimore County. Not a word. You had the kids, the teenagers that were fighting where they were bashing and stomping the young girl's head into the ground. That happened by Towson Mall. She had some kind of written statement that who knows wrote it. They sent that off to Fox 45. She's been nowhere at all. You know what? I will read the text message when we get back, so stay right there. Stay right there. Looking to upgrade your home? Then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands from everything you need, basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, I've told you before, my friends Mayor and Mayor make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, it's a right now, it's a good time to buy at Town Appliance because they're officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. And if you're like me, okay, look, I'm a single mother. I can't pay for everything all the time, all right? They have financing options that are available to turn your dream appliances into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday at Owings Mills, so go ahead and check out their website. You're going to love it there, townappliance.com, for more information.
Perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
All right, I told you I would share some personal information here, and I am going to because I don't care anymore. I don't care. I gave this guy, and this is a spokesperson, by the way, for the interim county executive of Baltimore County, Kathy Clausmeyer's spokesperson, Mr. Turner. I gave him ample amount of time to just respond respectfully. And he said before, just so you guys know, he originally reached out to me because we were talking about Kathy on the show one day, and this was possibly last year. It was a long time ago. Well, I put the clip online, and I had her picture on there, and I had the audio running, and it really, we were calling out Kathy for the terrible job that she was doing. And I think it had a lot to do with Kelly Madigan and Inspector General conversation, right? Well, anyways, that post did some numbers. And so it did so many numbers that it actually got back to her office. So that's why he reached out to me originally, because they weren't happy about the post. Now, they did say that the things that were said weren't true. They were true. And they were just unhappy with the fact that I put it out there, right? So then I got a call about it. So anyways, here's what he said yesterday to me, because I don't care if he ever texts me again. He's obviously not here to help me. He's obviously hoping that I will just settle down and be a little more quiet. That's not going to happen, okay? You must not listen to the show often enough. I'm not going to be quiet on any of these fronts. And I live in Baltimore County. I live in Middle River. And it really is ridiculous how bad it's gotten over the last 8 or so years. All right. So yesterday he has the nerve to say to me, again, I asked him for information 2 weeks ago. He says, haven't forgotten about you. That was the text. I haven't forgotten about you. I said, you know what? You can go ahead and let it go. You guys have nothing. The 10-year-old that crashed the car he jacked on Wednesday in Baltimore City, he stole it in Parkville. No one believes Kathy will say or do anything. Hopefully, the next person in that position will be serious about the job. That's what I said. Here's what I got back. To say that we have nothing is false and disingenuous. I shared with you the county executive and the chief McCullough are working together and that crime is down in each major category, which we already know that's a lie. They reclassified a lot of these categories. They're repeating this talking point. It's so ridiculous. He says, I was waiting for a few more details to get you a fulsome response from 2 weeks ago. You're waiting for a couple more details from 2 weeks ago? He says perception, now he's using the microtel talking point, perception must match what is actually happening. These guys all got the talking points. The email went out. He says, Kathy is extremely serious. Please engage in earnest. If you're intent to disseminate correct information, I'm happy to help you do that. If you want to talk about individual issues, we can do that too. But don't move the goalposts, Kim, by conflating issues and dismissing facts. Here's what I said. Of course, he didn't respond. I said, my intent was always to disseminate correct information. I asked you 2 weeks ago. I capitalized 2 weeks, by the way. You presented nothing. So my statement remains true. Again, the question was about the two juveniles that robbed someone at gunpoint at White Marsh Mall 2 weeks ago. You then conflated issues, and you sent me a comment on the teens fighting in Towson. So he couldn't even remember what I asked him about. I said, Kathy shows up to fun events scheduled by other by either councilmen or first responders. And I said, and as an executive, a leader that is only seen when invited to fun events is not a leader at all. We have major issues, and there is no leader to turn to. That is clear. I finished it by saying, I pray people finally elect a Republican so Baltimore County could be as safe as either Harford or Carroll County, our neighbors. He said nothing. Again, spokesperson for Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. Real quick, I want to get into this, and I see we've got callers on the line. We'll get into this as soon as we get back from break. I just wanted to tell you guys, there were guns apparently pulled right there in the parking lot at Mission Barbecue in Towson on York Road. This was actually reported on a police scanner. Turnbull Brockmeyer Law Group posted it. The group reportedly displays guns outside of Mission Barbecue. As discussed during the dispatch call, officers responded to an open weapons call at Mission Barbecue on York Road, where a group was reported to have pulled out displayed guns from vehicles as people left the area. About five subjects were mentioned: a gray early 2000s Honda Accord, front damaged, possibly missing a tinted window, and a black SUV were associated with the call, broken glass found at the scene. Now, over there at Mission Barbecue, if you guys are very familiar, just a couple blocks away from the courthouse and even from the county executive's office, you don't see stuff like this in these areas. But right now, it is dangerous in Towson. Whether they try to say it's your perception or not, you got the same thing in White Marsh and at the Avenue. And it's not even warm outside yet, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't even started. We haven't even begun to see half of this nonsense. This is a problem. All right? This is a huge problem, and they refuse to address it. Coming with me, texting me, oh, we haven't forgotten about you. You've forgotten about the people. Forget about me. What about the people of Baltimore County? You forget about them, too? Coming up next, we'll discuss more. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The long partial government shutdown is finally over. For more than 70 days, congressional Democrats refused to fund immigration enforcement. Republicans used a procedure called budget reconciliation to get the job done. President Trump signed the bill. While gas prices continue to rise, President Trump says once the Iran war is over, they'll come down quickly. The president says, despite its intransigence, the Islamic Republic is anxious to make a deal to bring the conflict to a close. An accused would-be presidential assassin isn't going anywhere. Cole Allen will remain jailed, at least for now. It's a result of a court hearing yesterday in Washington. And Amtrak is considering allowing people to store guns in lockboxes on most of its trains. The Dow is up 332 points. The Nasdaq, 250 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Slavery is wrong. No sane person would disagree with that statement, but it's not a market cornered only by the white man of European descent. God's people Israel was held in bondage by the Egyptians long before there ever was a Europe, and Egypt didn't own exclusive rights to holding the Jews captive either. The Babylonians and the Assyrians were also equal opportunity slaveholders, and now with the help of the progressive movement, Jews and Christians alike are being systematically slaughtered or sold into sexual slavery by Muslim terrorists around the world. Progressive agitation continues to fuel this, while at the same time continuing to brand racism as something only possible from a certain complexion of European American. Until and unless this thinking is eradicated, our nation will continue to die by suicide internally while being accosted and attacked from external sources. Once again, the biblical exhortation of reaping what you sow is coming home to roost. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Yesterday's doubleheader between the O's and Astros was basically the bird season in miniature.
It's an even 400, and that number might go up. Deep left center field. Matthews charging back, makes the catch, and crashes into the fence. But did he have the ball? No! It's a grand slam for Adley Rutschman. We need to get you a chance.
chicken wing.
All right, we'll get back to the chicken wing thing in a minute. Kevin Brown had that call on Masson, and the Birds looked unbeatable in Game 1, 10-3 the final over the Astros. But then it was time for Game 2.
Cam sends this one to center, sending Tavares back, all the way back, looking up, gone! Into the bleachers, a three-run shot for Cam Smith.
Todd Callis, the son of Hall of Famer Harry, with the call on the Space City Home Network. Smith's three-run shot keying a five-run first off Brandon Young, and the Astros never look back, getting the split 11-5. Now to the chicken wings. Hall of Famer Jim Palmer, you may recall, a year ago saying on air he's never eaten a chicken wing in his life, committed to eating one if the O's hit a grand slam in a game that he was calling. Well, yesterday was the day, and Palmer complied.
Actually, these are pretty good.
Look at that!
What I've missed all these years.
I do like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I am. So this is like 76 years of chicken wings.
Well, you can't eat it when you're three.
And then moments later, after he digested one, bone in, skin and all.
A lot of skin. That's all I can tell you. They're greasy, by the way. Can't eat them with a microphone.
One of the great bits of all time. To football we go, where today's the day for Ravens rookies. First day in the NFL learning the ropes. 9 of the 11 draft picks signed their deals yesterday. Headlined by number one choice Vivego Ioane, a reported four-year deal worth $24.2 million. Considered the best guard in this year's draft, Ioane expected to step into the starting lineup right away.
The biggest thing for me is coming in and, you know, proving myself and, you know, earning my role. You know, I come in there, there's a lot of great players in the O-line room, a lot of great players on the team itself. So for me, being surrounded by great players like that is just going to make me better, and that's, you know, that's all I can ask for.
Meanwhile, the team is bringing back six-time Pro Bowl defensive end Calais Campbell, a one-year deal, reuniting with coaches Jesse Minter and Anthony Weaver. Campbell will turn 40 on September 1st. This will be his 19th NFL season. Coming up in 30 minutes, the only way to describe these birds. And that is Time on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Plan on some scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Saturday as a new weather maker passes by just to our south. A few showers possible. Otherwise, a very cool start to the first weekend of May with highs in the low 60s on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refreshers. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
All right. Happy Friday to all of you. Of course, we're talking about the crime and the violence. And yeah, Baltimore County is pretty bad. And we're just talking about, and don't think that, you know, Mission Barbecue is not a safe place. It is a safe place. I go by there all the time. Olivia loves their baked beans and that specific location. But the fact that you have this call that went into dispatch over, you know, drawing guns is just absolutely ridiculous. But this is what we're seeing now in Towson. We go right to the phone lines here. I have people that have been waiting patiently. I've got Antoinette in Baltimore. Hey, Antoinette, how are you?
Hi, Kim. How are you doing? Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Antoinette, there's a lot going on as far as crime, especially with the juveniles.
Yes, but you know what I don't understand? If you have a underage child that make a baby, they make the working parents pay child support in Baltimore, Maryland, until that child get of age to get a job. So they're holding that parent accountable. So why is it that you cannot hold these parents whose kids are just erratic in the city accountable. If they're not working parents and they get public assistance, they need to be shut off.
Yeah.
We need the National Guards. It's not going to get better in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
It's not going to get better. It's getting ready to get warm. These kids need to be held accountable. Their parents should, too. As far as juvenile services, it's not working. They need to be put away.
No, you're absolutely right.
Dirt bike riders, you know, come on there. Enough is enough.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a second. Yeah,
we need Donald Trump to come up in here.
Yeah.
We need Trump to come up in here because this man governor is a big joke.
Yeah.
And these people that are living in Baltimore, Maryland, like I do, when you go to the polls, you need to vote the whole Republican ticket because the Democrats don't care about us.
Amen. Amen, Antoinette. Thank you so much for weighing in. Great points. I hope you have a great weekend.
I hope you have a better one. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to talk about that in just a second because the Southern District Coalition, they were outside of City Hall yesterday with a petition. Because they feel the same way Antoinette does. And look, they used to yell at me. They say, "Go, Kim, you're in Baltimore County. Stop talking about Baltimore City issues." We have the same issues, right? It's now worse in Baltimore County. But why would I not care about what's going on with my friends that are living in Baltimore City that are living with this on a day-to-day basis, from the dirt bikes to the open-air drug markets to the shootings? I mean, the whole thing is just wild. And, you know, and think about how bad it was under State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. She was the worst. You have people calling in the show, small business owners, saying, yeah, we've got, you know, women selling their bodies right out front. Customers don't want to come in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You had homeless people relieving themselves on some of the buildings at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. People didn't want to come and stop and patron their restaurants. Like, nobody needs this, okay? Not the people that live there, and also not the business owners. And then you've got all these people leaving. Do you not care? And then what do they say? Oh, we'll revitalize the Inner Harbor. Okay, what you going to do? High-rise condos, million-dollar condos. So you're going to regentrify the area, even though you tell your constituents that Republicans, we're the reason for the regentrification. You're going to regentrify the area, and you're going to price a lot of the black community out of the area that has lived there their entire lives. That's what you're going to do with the Inner Harbor? And you're not going to clean up the crime or the violence or the dirt bikes or anything like that? And you think that somebody's going to buy a $1 million condo over there? You got $1 million condos still sitting empty at Harbor East. They don't even want to be over there. And they've got their own police unit. Let me go back to the phone lines here. I got Jeff in Baltimore. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to probably say kind of what you just said, but it's amazing how the crime is emanating and radiating from the city to every point, north, west, south, and east, into the county, and then some other side counties will add into that. But it's just going out and coming in. You know, and every mall, you can go from, I can start from Security Mall, go right on around to Owings Mills Mall, gone. We can go to Towson Town now, White Marsh. I mean, this pattern is getting greater and wider. It's terrible. And I'll even throw in one old timer for old time's sake, Mondawmin Mall. I found myself in broad daylight in the mall, brutally attacked by four young men back in November. And fortunate to get out of there with minimal injuries, but in broad daylight, chased through the mall and then taken down.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's still going on there, too. But,
yeah.
You know, but the other thing is, I would also add, as far as that bus system out there, a funny thing, I liked it for one reason, because I like to go fishing, and I don't have a car that often. I thought, wow, I can finally get out to my fishing spot, because there's no way to get out there otherwise. A very expensive Uber to a riverside.
Well, don't forget, and Jeff, I understand that part of it. I don't know if you've ever been over by Martin State Airport. There's a lot of fishing that happens right there. By where I live, there's a bus that comes out there.
Essex Dundalk and Middle River, and I didn't, that place, you mentioned it several times, the crime that happens over there, and then I was told don't go to fishing in a certain area down there, a little further down Eastern Avenue towards the city, but not too far in. You can run into some trouble there. And then I guess you'll be talking about this pretty soon, but it's pretty appalling. We'll get more news today about what happened over there at Cockeysville Middle School. This is a whole new type of crime that, Lord knows, we don't need that added on top of what already we got going. But thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely, Jeff. And I'll talk about that young girl soon. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry what happened to you over at McDonald. Well, look, Jeff is just one person of many. This is a problem. This is a huge problem. And we, the taxpayers, we're paying the salaries of the people that can actually do something about the problem. That's what makes me so upset about, you know, the county executive Kathy Klausmeier and her spokesperson. We pay your salary. Don't come back to me saying, oh, we're having internal meetings. Okay, well, what if I decided not to pay my taxes until you have external meetings? You're sitting there on our dime. You answer to us. We are the boss. You are our employees. That's how this works. You are a public servant. And I question why she even has a spokesperson. It's not like the spokesperson comes out and does anything, right? He doesn't do any interviews. He doesn't hold press conferences. He doesn't talk to Fox 45. He doesn't get on the line on the horn, right? He doesn't do any of that stuff. Why does Kathy even need a spokesperson? Is she incapable of speaking for herself? What else does she have going on? Anyways, I got a text here from Nancy. It looks like Nancy, first-time texter here. She says, Kim, the Key Bridge, the public transit tie in together. I live in Madonna, which is Jerrisville's zip code, and we have seen an exponential increase in tractor-trailer traffic coming through our small rural intersections. Jerrisville-Madonna, which is a four-way stop intersection, Jerrisville Pike and Mountain Road, because these are state roads, and the SHA says they have the right to use them. You can't blame them because they don't want to sit on either 695 or 95, even though it's a more direct route. The bridge being out has eroded the quality of life even out in rural areas. This area of Harford County is very close and sometimes intertwined with Baldwin County. So truck traffic is not enough now. They want to start a transit system to further change the rural area we love. No, no, no. Again, that's Nancy in Madonna, Maryland. Thank you, Nancy, for texting in. And, you know, when we were talking about that bridge that fell out there in North Baltimore County, again, we were speaking to Delegate Nito Mangione about it. Remember, it fell, you know, the weather wasn't so great, but there was a tractor-trailer on it. And some people were wondering at that time if that bridge was really capable of handling all of those tractor-trailers that were being rerouted, as Nancy pointed out. Now, luckily, the person driving that truck was not seriously injured. But what a nightmare. Let's see. I've got some others that want to weigh in here on the line. I've got Doug in Upper Co. Hey, Doug.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I just heard our illustrious mayor talking to another type person, if you will, and he said that we've gotten the crime in Baltimore and the murders in Baltimore down the, quote, Baltimore way. And I'm wondering, what is that, number one? And then number two, I guess some 10-year-old kid recently got into some kind of law kerfuffle, and I'm not aware of the details. But the mayor said, well, you can't rush to judgment because you don't know if this is a 10-year-old from a good, sound family that just might have gone wayward or from a dysfunctional family.
Oh, right.
I can't believe a 10-year-old is getting in trouble with the law from a good, solid, going-to-church family.
Yeah, no, that's impossible, actually. And I have a 9-year-old to prove it. You know, Doug, and the first point, you know, getting Baltimore crime down the Baltimore way, that's just, it's so ridiculous. Let me ask you this, Doug, before you go. The host of that show, did he even push back?
No. He agreed with them.
Yeah, I bet.
I can't believe this. People have radio shows that are just, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're paying attention. If you're listening to talk radio, you're paying attention. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
well, Doug, thank
but
you so much.
Thank the Lord for Miss Klasick.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, no, trust me. That's I know exactly what show he's talking about, one of Wes Moore's surrogates. It is. It's a joke. It really is a joke. I got Julie and Crofton. Hey, Julie.
Hey, good morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good morning. So you're in Crofton, but you know about our crime here in Towson, huh?
Well, you know what, Kim? I hate to say it. Crofton is changing. They went the other night and they, I guess, broke out the windows of the Crumble Cookie Store, broke out the front windows of the Fuji Steakhouse. My girlfriend lived in Towson 5 years ago, right across from the mall. And she had a gated parking garage where she parked. And I told her, there's people hiding in there all the time. They sneak in. They're in the elevator. There's beer bottles, drug paraphernalia everywhere. I told her, Towson is changing. And even when you would go to the mall back then, there's kids hanging in the parking garages. You know, 12 and 13 years old. Where are their parents?
Yeah, it's a great question, Julie. You know, the only thing I could think is that their parents were just as bad. And
that's all I can think. And yeah. You know what, Kim? I have a son, 42, and one, 32, and I can tell you for a fact, if my kids were like that, I'd be in jail someplace. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's no way that they would be acting like disrespectful, rude animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and my oldest even says now, people say when he goes to big meetings, aren't you scared to talk in front of these people? He said no. And they said, what are you afraid of? He said, my mother.
That's how it should be, Julie. It's like, look, we love them, but also we discipline as well, all right? Because we don't want our kids. Our kids are our report cards. We don't want them out there acting like fools, embarrassing us.
He said, my mother told me baseball bats weren't just for hitting baseballs.
Oh, man. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being a great mom, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing with us, but you're absolutely right.
We need a couple hundred more thousand people thinking like you and being a great parent, and I really appreciate all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right, you have a great weekend, honey.
You too. You too. Enjoy. Oh, man. And, you know, that's how my daughter is. And I told you guys yesterday, we heard about the 10-year-old that carjacked an individual in Parkville and stole that car. Olivia was in the back seat because we were in Chick-fil-A's line. Now, that's one thing about Olivia's mom. She can't cook. So we're always somewhere getting food. But anyway, so we were in Chick-fil-A line, and she's in the back seat, and she's listening. And her mouth just dropped open. She was in shock. A 10-year-old stole a car. She couldn't even fathom. Right? You know, nowadays, you know, the worst thing Olivia does, what is one of the worst things she's done? You know what? I will say, she doesn't put her squishy toys away. Sometimes she's got all those squishy toys, you know, the Neatos and all that stuff. And I tell her, you got to keep that either in your room or your playroom. Okay, because she puts it on the table and then it's got like smudges everywhere. I said, enough with the squishies. I've had enough of these things. They're dirty. And so sometimes she leaves them on the table. I'm like, Olivia, come and get these squishies. That's what my 9-year-old is doing. Okay, squishy toys. That's what my 9-year-old is doing. If your 10-year-old is out carjacking people, yes, as our caller pointed out of Upper Co., you are not from a decent family. And I know people have called the show. They say, Kim, we can't discipline our kids because then we'll get in trouble. But as Julie just pointed out from Crofton, she said, I would be in jail if my kids were out here acting like this. And you know why she would be in jail? Because she would discipline her child. The same with me. I can't just allow my kid to be a menace to society. I can't do it. That is my responsibility. I will never allow it to happen. Never. And I understand people say, oh, well, kids go this direction, they go that direction. And look, they're kids that get off the path and they might act out. And you know what a kid does, especially teenagers. I understand that. But, you know, for me, like I said before, it was my mom and dad. They put the fear in us. And we knew better. We knew better. And we knew it from a very young age. If you don't discipline your kid, I think, before the age of 10, and they're out there acting like fools and acting wild before then, yeah, you probably don't have a good handle on them when they turn 16, 17 years old. I bet that is the case. That's why I get on my friend's case all the time with his kid acting a fool and this stuff in public. I'm like, dude, I know he's 8, but no, it ain't cute. Your kid's a problem, and he's going to be a problem for others. And if you want to be that parent where you're calling a talk radio show saying, I don't know what happened, I'm going to then call right behind you. And I'm going to say, you know what? I can tell you exactly what happened. He watched his kid act a fool from 5, 6, 7, 8 and did nothing about it. And then there you have it. All right, we get back. I know I have a caller on the line. I read some of your text messages. Our caller before that, he was talking about the man that was charged with kidnapping and assault after abducting a middle school girl in Cockeysville. That's right. That happened yesterday, apparently. And so I've got the story here. So don't go anywhere. We'll get to your phone calls and texts and we'll talk about it.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. The S&P 500 valuations are higher than at any time ever recorded in stock market history. This includes 1929 and 1999. Annuities and Your Personal Bank offer unlimited upside with no downside risk. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
Snoring, fatigue, sleep apnea. Dr. Wally is here to help. Tune in to Dr. Wally on sleep apnea every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WCBM. Get the answers you need starting Sunday at 5.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Real quick, and then I'll get to the phone lines here, but real quick, this is what our caller was talking about. I believe his name was John. If that's not the case, I apologize. But the man was charged with kidnapping assault after abduction in Cockeysville. I'm going to read you his name and everything here because they finally identified this guy. It took a little bit of time, and I was wondering why. Bonner County Police have charged a man in connection with kidnapping a Cockeysville middle school student on Thursday. Authorities announced that Oscar Vladimir Arguta, 34 years old, has been charged with kidnapping and second-degree assault following the abduction on April 30th. Police said it happened around Vintage Court and Cranbrook Road, if you guys know where that is. That's actually a pretty, you know what, there's a lot of traffic right there, too, as well. Around 7:50 a.m., authorities responded to the school after a student had reported she was abducted. The student told officers that she was walking to school when she was approached by a man who identified himself as a family friend and persuaded her to get into his vehicle. Authorities believe that the man to be Arguta, I don't know why, do you usually have the same name twice? Said that he then drove the student to multiple locations before dropping her off at school. Detectives currently do have him in custody. He's being held without bond. That's a heck of a name for somebody from Maryland, isn't it? It's a heck of a name. I'm sure we'll find out more on Monday. I'm just going to say, yeah, they've got his picture here as well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check him out on Fox 45's website. Of course, I reminded my daughter this morning, do not get into a car with anybody. And of course, Olivia says, you know I wouldn't do that. But, you know, I guess he really persuaded this girl. Here's what I think happened. I think it was like a test run. That's what I think happened. I think he thought, all right, let's see if I can get away with this. Because then they said, okay, and here they're not going to say exactly what happened, but it also says kidnapping and assault. When I first heard this story early this morning, all I heard was abduction. He took her to multiple locations and dropped her off at school. Now they're saying assault. An assault occurred. It'll be interesting to see what else comes out of the story as well. I'm sure this little girl is deathly afraid. I'm sure she's terrified. Now, over in that area, I'm familiar with it because we did sign waving there last election cycle. And I told you guys, we had someone that got out of their car, came over there on York Road, and he said, hey, you know that hotel down the street? You guys remember the story? He said, yeah, they're using that hotel to house a lot of people that are here illegally. You remember that conversation? Well, that's right down the street from where this abduction occurred. I will just put that out there as is. I'm not going to make up any more to the story. Obviously, we're going to just read it as is, and we'll find out more. But if you can imagine, if this guy, if it comes out that he's here illegally, you got Izzy Patoka, you got all these people fighting for illegal immigrants running for county executive right now. Do not forget that. Do not forget. We're going to stay on top of the story when we get more details. I've got David and Glenn Burney. David, did you want to weigh in on Governor Westmore?
Hey, Cam. Thank you. Yeah. I'm a longtime fan of the show. And
thank you.
I was wondering if you saw the part on YouTube. On YouTube, Bill Maher has a segment called Overtime with Bill Maher, and they play it exclusively on YouTube. It's like a thing he does after the show.
Oh, yeah, where he's like smoking a cigar and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He was taking credit for all the reductions of violent crime in Maryland, and he took full credit for the reduction of homicides in Baltimore City. He didn't once mention Ivan Bates. He didn't say anything about Brandon Scott, which I'm sure he was not happy about that. I was just curious if you saw that. Where he was
no, I didn't.
All the great things he did in Maryland.
No, I didn't see it, but I'll go back and check it out for sure. David, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Wes Moore, he's doing all he can to just come up with some kind of accomplishment because he doesn't have any. He doesn't have any. And so, yeah, I'll check it out. Thank you, David. I hope you have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I believe that he didn't credit Brandon Scott. Well, you know what? But he probably shouldn't. Because, again, when Brandon Scott was in office with State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, the homicides were the highest numbers we've seen, I think, ever. Even the non-fatal shootings, everybody was complaining about the quality of life. Things only got better when Ivan Bates got into office in 2022. From 2020 to 2022 with Marilyn Mosby, they were horrendous. They were horrendous. And he had GVRS. He had the mayor's office of neighborhood safety engagement. He had safe streets. He had all those things in place. It doesn't work. You have to prosecute people and get them off the streets. All right, we get back. We'll discuss so much more. Don't forget, Chris Burnett running a CD6. He'll join us at 11:35 a.m. to talk a little bit about what's going on in Iran and the blockade as well.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The long partial government shutdown is finally over. For more than 70 days, congressional Democrats refused to fund immigration enforcement. Republicans used a procedure called budget reconciliation to get the job done. President Trump signed the bill, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says, here we are.
The net result of passing our reconciliation bill is that ICE and CBP are funded for 3 years. Democrats got absolutely nothing for their political charade and shenanigans out of that.
Giving his GOP colleagues a pat on the back.
In spite of our razor-thin, historically small majority, House Republicans continue to deliver for the American people. You will continue to do that for the remainder of the year, and that is a large reason why we are going to win the midterms so that the grown-ups can stay in charge here.
While gas prices continue to soar, President Trump says once the Iran war is over, they'll come down quickly. And the president says despite its intransigence, the Islamic Republic is anxious to make a deal to bring the conflict to a close. It began as a call to police for help, a domestic dispute.
Body cam from the New York City Police Department records the moment a house explodes early Thursday in Queens. The blast sent several officers flying through the air. A minute later, officers are helping two young children out of the home, and a handful of other people come staggering out of the house. Eight officers with minor injuries and several people who were inside were taken to a hospital. Police were responding to a call of an intoxicated man inside, armed with a knife and the smell of gas. They say he had two garbage bags filled with canisters of an unknown substance. I'm Donna Warder.
Gains on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 122 points. The Nasdaq ahead 213. And the S&P 39 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PHC Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Anne Arundel County Police announced the arrest of several suspects, including one juvenile, in connection with a series of commercial burglaries in the region. The suspects were linked to multiple burglaries across various jurisdictions, including Anne Arundel County, occurring from February to April 2026, according to authorities. These incidents typically involved forced entry into businesses and the theft of cash. Authorities identified the suspects while they were attempting a burglary in Howard County, leading to their arrest in Columbia. 2 years after an inspector general report revealed that thousands of taxpayer dollars were misused by a nonprofit organization, the bulk of the funds remain unrecovered by Baltimore City leaders. Lazarus Wright, a Baltimore area nonprofit no longer operational, was awarded a $1.6 million Clean Core contract when Mayor Brandon Scott first launched the pilot program designed to boost neighborhood cleanups. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline. Not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it started out in grand fashion. Fly ball in the left field. And Alvarez at the wall. Two grand slams in one game. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jackson's second grand slam of the season came in the seventh, 2 innings after Adley Rutschman hit one out in the fifth, as the O's bash their way to a 10-3 win in Game 1. And you're thinking, all right, okay, this is good. And then Game 2 happened.
Ham sends this one to center, sending Tavares back, all the way back, looking up, gone! Into the bleachers, a 3-run shot for Cam Smith.
Todd Callis had the call on the Space City Home Network. Smith's 3-run first-inning shot off Brandon Young was an early haymaker, and the O's could not recover, falling 11-5 in the nightcap yesterday at Camden Yards. After the game, manager Albernez talking about what we've been talking about all season long.
To me, it's just consistency. I think anyone that watched the first game, I would say our defense was pretty good, if not really good. The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable.
Birds finished the month of April at 15-16, third in the AL East, 5 games behind the Yanks, who they face in the Bronx tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a first time for everything. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today for the first day of May with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight we are tracking a few scattered showers with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s, turning mostly cloudy on Saturday and even cooler with highs in the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 57 in Bel Air, 55 in Edgemere, and 53 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Yes. Big weekend plans? Do you have big weekend plans? Michelle, do you have big weekend plans? Nope. I will be in the house. I already told you guys. I am. My goal is to start my room tonight so that I can be done and back in my own bed by Sunday night. That is the goal. Okay? So hopefully I will make it. In case you missed it, I'm gutting the whole room, and I've done all this. I've already purchased a bunch of stuff. It's now sitting in my garage. Okay, so now I've got to get all the old stuff out of there, and I'm going to paint and do all that good stuff. And the goal is to be back in my bed, nice and cozy by Sunday. Hopefully I can get it done. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were talking about the juvenile crime. We were talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We spoke to Delegate Ryan DeRocky earlier. Apparently they're planning, or they're getting feedback. It looks like they're planning to have some transit that will go from, I guess, you know, whether it's Baltimore City and other areas of Baltimore County out to Moncton, Jacksonville, and some of the rural areas. And I was asking before, I don't even understand why anybody would have to go that way. Now, we did have our caller who said that he does not have a car. He's in Baltimore City, so I could see he doesn't have a car there. And sometimes he likes to take transit out to Baltimore County to go fishing. And I will just, again, reiterate, I mean, there's fishing by Myron State Airport. It always seems calm over there. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Carson's Creek side, but it's right over there. The post office is over there. Well, anyways, there's lots of people that fish over there that do pretty well, from what I can tell. And anyways, so if you want to take the bus over there, it drops off right down the street there by the firehouse. And you're not even walking an entire block. You'll get right over there. All right. Anyways, I want to get back to a lot of what we were discussing here. We've got lots still to talk about. But real quick, it looks like I have somebody on the line that wants to fill us in on some other information. John and Timonium, good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I called before about the taxes. I'm an accountant in here in Timonium. And when they first passed that new bill, I was talking about to you a few months ago, last year, about how bad it was. But as they say, the devil's in the details, and you know, I got the new software for put it on, and I also have clients in other states, like in New York and that type of thing. And what they did was to virtually phase out everything, and they can sit here and talk about the fact that they didn't increase any taxes this year, but this is the largest tax increase I've ever seen. I remember when we started with a 4%, when I grew up, I had a 4% sales tax, and then Harry Hughes came in and made it, you know, a 5%, and then it was a 6%. But the bottom line is, and I did an AI search and I said, well, what are the tax rates across the country? And I think New York came up with one of the highest tax rates in the country at 10, and Maryland was at 8. Now, what they have done is to phase out everything, and that was not supposed to be taxing anybody making more than $200,000 a year. Well, I got clients that are averaging about $150 each person, $300 AGI, and so basically that's about a GS-14 level. And if you take those numbers, I had a client with a Fed AGI 363, 51 was Social Security, and the Maryland taxable income was 309,360. Now, he paid the state of Maryland $48,000 in state and local and income taxes between three different properties that he has, not including the rental properties that he has. And the Maryland tax on his return came out to 792. So what I did, seeing I have New York clients, I ran a New York return on his numbers. Now, get ready for this, because I'm breaking it with you, and I was trying to decide where I get the most exposure on this. But the same tax in New York on that same amount of income is $17,369, resulting in a Maryland tax of 40.43% higher than New York State. And as a matter of fact, it equals 86% of New York City tax, which would be $28,000. And they're sitting here thinking that we didn't increase taxes this year. I'd see if, you know, anything left of this budget is, you know, an 8% sales tax. And they used to never mess with the income tax because they pay more money on the sales tax. Now they can't make enough money in any possible direction. And they're sitting here, and nobody's talking about how bad this tax is. And they are destroying the tax base that you're talking about. Yeah. And if you could put up a $1 million condo, who the hell can buy? Because if you need three times income, you're getting nailed with income taxes. And you know, three times, that's only $900,000. So this is unbelievable. This can't last. This has to change. Wow. I've been practicing for 50 years, licensed in Maryland. I have never seen such an atrocious situation. I got my next-door neighbors leaving. Everybody's going to be leaving.
Right.
You think, you know, New York is bad, you know, California. We're right behind the worst coming outrage. But can you believe that?
No,
John. 24,000 in Maryland and 17,000 in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, that is huge.
Yeah, John, thank you so much for calling in with this. You know, I got to jump here, but I agree. This is really ridiculous and outrageous. You know, we're going to have to talk more about this next week, but I don't think people realize how bad it is.
Aren't aware of it, you know?
People
really don't, you know, like you said, how you actually own property. They're sitting here trying to, and they're schmoozing over, oh, we didn't increase any taxes at all. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a lie.
What about next year?
Right. No, John, thank you so much for calling in and giving us that information. And now a lot of people are talking about the fact that there's been lie after lie from the General Assembly, and that's more proof of it. You know what? I have to get a CPA on to discuss further so we can keep you guys in the loop. And speaking of which, there's a lot that's been going on I wanted to get to. You know, the Southern District Coalition outside of City Hall yesterday, we were talking about the quality of life crimes. Don't forget the question of the day at WCBM.com. What kind of punishment should dirt bike riders in Baltimore City face? Right now your options are jail time, fines, community service, or nothing at all. I want you to cast your vote. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. That is a question of the day. I have a little bit of sound here so you can hear what some of these individuals are saying that is with this coalition. And these aren't, you know, your average Baltimore City residents that usually rally and protest over, you know, absolutely nothing. These are people that have jobs that you don't usually see at a rally. Take a listen.
I was on my way here and I was assaulted like a block here from the city hall. And what I would like to say to the people who manage the city and the state is that there is a cost associated with doing something, but there is also a very important cost associated with not doing something. And the fact that the mayor is not being proactive when it comes to law enforcement in the city means that I get to be assaulted a block from here. It means that a lot of people want to move away from the city. It means loss in revenue. It means that the city is going to spiral down. And there is one thing that needs to be done, which is to enforce the laws that are already existing in the books.
And again, that was the Southern District Coalition outside of City Hall. And as you heard there, she said she was assaulted walking over to the rally, to the protest. And they have a petition going around. Last I checked, they said they had about 800 names on it. But, you know, that's why we have this question of the day, because one of the things that they talked about there at that rally time and time again is just, you know, the dirt bike riders. Because they're looking at that situation like, how could you not have a handle on that, of all things? But this has been going on for decades in Baltimore City. It isn't anything new. Now, of course, Baltimore City Council, they advanced a measure yesterday to get this, to ban ICE facilities in Baltimore. So that's what their concern is right now, is they want to make sure that President Trump and federal partners with ICE are unable to have detention centers in Baltimore City. Meanwhile, you had the Southern District Coalition right outside of where they were, you know, taking up this measure, talking about the quality of life crimes. And they are dealing with, you know, Trump. I mean, TDS is out of control. The Trump derangement syndrome, it really is out of control. And I don't think there's people that can really truly get past it. I also wanted to mention, because as you heard there, that woman mentioned Mayor Brandon Scott. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore in California with Jessica Alba. He was in Miami with Patrick Bet-David and doing podcasts all over the place, New York City. Well, in case you missed it, the Baltimore Brew had the story. Mayor Brandon Scott was in Madrid this entire week. He was in Madrid, Spain. And you're probably wondering, well, why was he down there in Madrid? Well, apparently he was talking about how he has handled the vacant housing issue in Baltimore City. I don't know about you guys, but last time I checked, he has not handled it at all. The numbers are still the same. They're still trying to figure out what to do because you got open-air drug markets standing out in front of many of those vacant homes in Baltimore City. And so, yes, he was in Madrid, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor Brandon Scott, the guy that can barely string together a sentence. You know, like I know, we got vacant houses, you know. He was in Madrid. Now, meanwhile, the picture is iconic at this point because, of course, they took pictures of him at that conference. He's sitting on stage. You got two gentlemen there, right? And they've got their suits on, a suit and tie, and their dress shoes and all this other stuff. Then on the side, you got Mayor Brandon Scott that looks like he rolled out of bed and didn't brush his hair. He's wearing this suit, another crazy color, because he likes all the colors or whatever, salmon and all that. And then, of course, I don't know why, he likes this look where he has on sneakers, and then the pants, when he sits down, the pants come up above his shins. Like he's got on capris. That's been his look lately. He looked like a fool sitting there next to those, you know, elected officials in Madrid. Anyways, yeah, he's saying that he got rid of the vacant housing situation because, of course, he believes those in Madrid are not going to come and look and see if he's really, you know, really telling the truth. But if you want to take a look at the article, it is in the Baltimore Brew. Now, another issue that Mayor Brandon Scott should be dealing with is Clean Corps. Now, the IG, you've got the IG, Isabel Cumming. Of course, she's looking into Monzi, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, and all the Cash App transactions. She's looking into a lot when it comes to money. But there are even members of council, like Councilman Yishu Schleifer and others. They're concerned about where some money has been going, considering it was slated to help with the cleanup efforts in Baltimore City. Take a listen.
The mayor's budget proposal for fiscal year 2027 includes $3 million in funding for the Clean Corps program. The mayor's office says in combination with the remaining ARPA dollars, the money will support 12 regional teams tasked with cleaning vacant lots, alleys, and streets. But some residents have expressed concern with how much money the city is spending.
Are we getting our money's worth?
No, we not. We can look at the city and see that it's terrible.
Vacant, vulgar, mess of sadness.
He can't even clean the streets and do what he's supposed to do with the staff he got now. So you're going to add more people onto payroll?
It seems like everybody is just going for themselves and doing what they want to do, regardless of the taxpayer.
Clean Corps was originally funded through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA. The money, the mayor gave $15 million ARPA dollars to Clean Corps, the same amount he gave to DPW. Just months after Clean Corps launched, one of the groups running the program was ordered to return $129,000 after an inspector general report revealed it was spent on unrelated business expenses instead of trash collection. Through our investigation, we learned that money was never returned, and answers are hard to come by.
2 years after this Inspector General report discovered thousands of taxpayer dollars was misspent by a nonprofit, the bulk of the money has yet to be returned to the city's coffers. Lazarus Wright was awarded a 2-year, $1.6 million Clean Corps contract as part of Mayor Brandon Scott's pilot program. The goal? Help clean up Baltimore streets. Instead, the money went elsewhere. The city's watchdog uncovered funds were spent for business expenses and projects unrelated to the Clean Core goals. Emails obtained by Fox 45 News show the Baltimore Civic Fund, which oversees the city's nonprofit spending, gave Lazarus Wright the option to cut a check for $129,000 or deposit the funds directly into the Civic Fund's bank account. But that didn't happen. And according to documents reviewed by Fox 45 News, the Civic Fund will not go after the company. The Civic Fund notes the company is no longer operational and the likelihood of financial recovery is extremely low.
This sends a really bad signal for other nonprofits and other entities that are found to have had problems and are wasting taxpayer money.
And where did that money go? So the city still looks a mess. Still rat infested. You got trash all over the place, potholes. You know, the landscaping in some of those vacant homes, even in front of the city buildings, ridiculous. And meanwhile, they gave all this money to Clean Core. And then, did you hear that? They gave as much money to Clean Core as they did DPW, the Department of Public Works. Whose idea was that? And so here are the results. You know, there's money that wasn't spent, and now it's missing. And now they're saying, oh, we're not going to go and recoup it. You know, we don't need to recover that. It's not enough money for us to go after. Yes. That gentleman, David Williams, with the tax advocacy group, he is absolutely correct. You're going to have nonprofits. You're going to have many of those that work with the city that are going to see this story, and they're going to think the same thing. They're not going to come after us. So who cares if we take a little off the top for what we want to do? Because it is very clear, and that's what McKinsey Frost was reporting there, they were using some of the money not only to not clean anything, but some of the money for other expenses. Ghetto. That's what... There's the only way you can describe it at this point. This is ghetto, right? Baltimore City. Oh, we'll be right back.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Don't forget, coming up at 11:35, we'll be speaking to Chris Burnett out of CD6. That's Congressional District number 6. He's going to fill us in on what's going on overseas. Obviously, there's a lot of decisions being made at the White House and with the administration in general. We're coming up on the 60-day mark, and we are still involved in this war in Iran. And the blockade, as far as I know, is still there. You still got ships, some of them still afraid of going through those waters, not sure about the sea mines, you know, in case something could happen. But as you guys know, I don't pretend to be an expert on things that I am not an expert on. So we're going to have Chris Burnett join us at 11:35 a.m., and he's going to walk us through that. Also, I just wanted to just bring to you and just describe this really quickly. Judge Jeanine Pirro did drop videos related to the White House Correspondents' Dinner would-be assassin. And it was very hard to watch because there was a canine dog that was there with his handler. And this monster, Cole Thomas Allen, you know, first you saw him the day before kind of casing the hotel. He went to the fitness center. They have him all on camera. And you could tell that he was trying to figure out how he could get away with this crime. Right. And it looked like he was trying to figure out a place where to hide his guns, and especially that long rifle that he had. Well, anyways, then you go to the video of when everything was transpiring. and about maybe 10 to 20 seconds before he decides to run through the sea of Secret Service agents and officers, you see a canine cop, you know, with the handler and the dog, and you see Cole Thomas Allen. He walks into some double doors, which I would assume might have been that fitness center, or it might have been something else just to the side of it, right? He's wearing the black suit on with the red. They showed a picture of him. He had taken hotel selfies that they have also released. But the canine, the dog, follows Cole Thomas Allen into those double doors. The handler pulls the canine back with the leash, telling him, basically saying to the dog, no, 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 no. The handler, you could see he engages with Cole. They say a couple words to each other, but you don't see Cole because he's on the other side of those doors. The handler then takes the dog, turns around, and walks away. Not even 10 steps later, Cole comes running out of that room, wherever those double doors led. He runs out and through the sea of Secret Service agents. Nobody's paying attention. They have their back to the entrance. He runs in with his rifle right in front of him, his long gun. He pulls up the gun, and it looks like he does shoot a Secret Service member off to the side. You see a Secret Service member then, she or he, they couldn't tell if it was a male or female. They then shoot their weapon as he's running by. Misses him 3 to 5 times, right? So some people are like, what kind of training is that? Anyways, you know, that's, I'm not really too concerned about that part of it. They try to do their job. But the fact that they were not paying attention, you had one cop, he had one of the metal detectors on the floor. They were breaking it down. Meanwhile, President Trump was still on stage at this point. Some people were saying they were breaking it down because they weren't going to let anybody else in anyways. Okay, I guess. But the canine, the dog, followed Cole Thomas Allen because the dog clearly smelled something on this monster. The handler pulled the dog back and walked away. Now, we were wondering at the time when all this transpired, we were talking about this on Monday, you know, what should happen with those Secret Service agents. Many of us were voting. Some people were saying, you know, they did the best they could. I clicked the button of I don't know yet. I'm unsure because I wanted to get more information. But this is just me kind of giving my thought and opinion on this. There needs to be heads that should be rolling here. Nobody was paying attention. They were all just hanging out. Nobody was on alert. Nobody, you know, like you, you know, it was just like they were there just, you know, chilling. It was unbelievable to watch. Now you're telling me this is Secret Service? Hanging out, you know, like they're at some car show drinking a cup of coffee? Oh, anyways, if you didn't see it, go ahead and take a look at it. Again, Judge Jeanine Pirro did drop that video. I know I had some audio here that talked about the Secret Service member, just so you know, in case you don't have to play it. But just so you know, we were trying to figure out if it was friendly fire that hit that Secret Service agent. Turns out it wasn't. You know, this guy Cole did get off a shot. So that was the big question. All right, coming up next, Chris Burnett.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are questions about the presidential line of succession and whether it needs to be tweaked following last weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner attack. Breaking a Democratic logjam, Republicans have ended the 76-day Department of Homeland Security shutdown, DHS now funded for 3 years. A small plane has crashed in Texas Hill Country, killing all 5 people on board. A Hays County official says the crash happened last night in Wimberley. It's about 40 miles southwest of Austin. 2 bank workers have been fatally shot during a robbery in Kentucky, and a search is underway for the suspect. It happened in Berea, about 30 miles south of Lexington. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 72 points, the Nasdaq ahead 278 points, and the S&P is better by 49 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Yesterday's doubleheader between the O's and Astros was basically the bird season in miniature.
It's an even 400, and that number might go up. Deep left center field. Matthews charging back, makes the catch, and crashes into the fence. But did he have the ball? No! It's a grand slam for Adley Rutschman. And we need to get you a chicken wing.
All right, we'll get back to the chicken wing thing in a minute. Kevin Brown had that call on Masson, and the Birds looked unbeatable in Game 1, 10-3 the final over the Astros. But then it was time for Game 2.
Cam sends this one to center, sending Tavares back. All the way back, looking up, gone! Into the bleachers, a three-run shot for Cam Smith.
Todd Callis, the son of Hall of Famer Harry, with the call on the Space City Home Network. Smith's three-run shot keying a five-run first off Brandon Young, and the Astros never looked back, getting the split 11-5. Now to the chicken wings. Hall of Famer Jim Palmer, you may recall, a year ago saying on air he's never eaten a chicken wing in his life, committed to eating one if the O's hit a grand slam in a game that he was calling. Well, yesterday was the day, and Palmer complied.
Actually, these are pretty good.
Look at that!
But I've missed all these years.
I do like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I am. So this is like 76 years of chicken wings.
Well, you can't eat it when you're three.
And then moments later, after he digested one, bone in, skin and all.
A lot of skin. That's all I can tell you. They're greasy, by the way. Can't eat them with a microphone.
One of the great bits of all time. To football we go, where today's the day for Ravens rookies. First day in the NFL learning the ropes. 9 of the 11 draft picks signed their deals yesterday, headlined by number one choice Vivek Ioane, a reported four-year deal worth $24.2 million. Considered the best guard in this year's draft, Ioane expected to step into the starting lineup right away.
The biggest thing for me is coming in and, you know, proving myself and, you know, earning my role. You know, I come in there, there's a lot of great players in the O-line room, a lot of great players on the team itself. So for me, being surrounded by great players like that is just going to make me better, and that's, you know, that's all I can ask for.
Meanwhile, the team is bringing back six-time Pro Bowl defensive end Calais Campbell, a one-year deal, reuniting with coaches Jesse Minter and Anthony Weaver. Campbell will turn 40 on September 1st. This will be his 19th NFL season. Coming up in 30 minutes, the only way to describe these birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a very cool start to May, starting today with a mix of clouds and sun. Highs reach the upper 60s. I'm tracking some scattered showers late tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. Saturday comes with extra clouds as a weather maker passes by to our south. Rain should mostly stay to our south with that, and highs only in the low 60s. We brighten up our skies on Sunday with highs in the low 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Epic parties start at Staples. You can grab Party City balloons, decorations, and tableware, plus matching custom invites, banners, and more right at Staples. That was easy.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I just wanted to just go right back over this if I could. But yes, if you haven't seen the videos, Judge Denise Pirro, she did post them. And it is very clear that the canine cop, the dog, smelled something. And it was very clear that the dog was hot on his trail. The handler pulls him back. And what I believe, and I could be totally wrong, just me taking a guess looking at the video, Cole ended up coming through those double doors with that long rifle immediately after the handler pulled that dog back. There was only like seconds in between. I think he probably wasn't anticipating the dogs being there. And then he probably thought, I'm caught. This is it, right? Because at that point, you would think that, okay, this is my only chance. Because if that dog comes back around, they're going to check this room or, you know, whatever he was standing in there through the double doors where he emerged with that big gun. But anyways, we'll continue to watch and see what they decide to do there with the administration. But it was very clear that that dog was, yeah, the dog knew. The dog knew. And then here comes Cole running out. Speaking of the Trump administration, of course, there's a lot going on in Trump's world, which is our world as well. And of course, there's the War Powers Resolution 60-day window that is now ending. Democrats are talking all about it. And I want to make sure that we have someone on the show that knows exactly what's going on. I know he doesn't have access to the intel, but he is very familiar with what's going on in the Middle East. So please welcome to the show, Chris Burnett, running in Congressional District 6. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be back on.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you taking the time. In a little bit, I do want to talk a little bit about how your race is going, Chris, there. But at the same time, of course, we want to know, you know, more about this War Powers Resolution, the fact that the 60-day window, the end is now approaching here. You know, what happens next?
Well, it's an interesting moment because it's somewhat, I wouldn't say it's entirely unprecedented, but it is a unique situation. So you have Secretary Hegseth basically stating that because hostilities have ceased under the current ceasefire, that there is either a tolling, in other words, the 60 days had stopped running as of April 7th, so that we're either technically under the 60-day window because there has not been hostilities since the ceasefire began, or because they have terminated because of the ceasefire, there is no need to look at the 60-day window. Essentially, they're in compliance with the law. So the question now becomes, is this an indefinite extension, or is this subject to, if hostilities were to occur again, that they would do a re-notification and a new 60-day clock would start? Or if there is a restart of hostilities, that we would use the remaining, you know, approximately 22 days of this tolling to occur? Or is there an authorization for the use of military force required, which is a simple majority from the House and the Senate? So we're in a bit of a wait and see, but my hope is that we allow the United States to continue to maintain its blockade unimpeded by domestic politics that could undermine some of the leverage we have in the negotiations.
Yeah, and Chris, I think that's a lot of people's concerns today, especially going into the weekend here. And, you know, not to mention, we're still looking at very high gas prices. But when you're thinking about this blockade and then you're thinking about what the Democrats are talking about, because, of course, many of them are making comments on social media this morning. Do you think that negotiations for the Trump administration will continue over the weekend?
You know, I'm not certain they will continue, but the fact is, our leverage has to do with our ability to maintain the blockade. Iran is losing hundreds of millions of dollars every single day because of the effective blockade that we are employing. If we were to undermine that through domestic politics or some of the petty political points that are trying to be scored by Democrats, if you're in Iran, this is what you want. You want there to be a debate over the ability to continue the blockade as a matter of U.S. law, because Iran now can win or gain leverage by the fact that we've put an arbitrary deadline on something that has compromised their ability to function as a regime. So in essence, what the Democrats are doing is they're helping the Iranians by giving them leverage, saying this cannot continue, you must end it immediately. In Iran's eyes, they're saying, okay, let's negotiate. If you have to end it immediately, we're going to maintain control of the strait and we're not going to turn over our nuclear material. So the Democrats have really handed a rhetorical victory to Iran as these negotiations continue.
And I think this is what President Trump and even Pete Hegseth and Marco Rubio have feared for quite some time. Let me ask you this, Chris, and I know you don't have access to that intel that they're using right now to try to figure all this out. But weeks ago we were kind of looking at this, wondering if we were going to take serious military actions. And I think we had you on the phone at that time. Looking back, like in hindsight, do you believe we made the best decisions we could possibly make to put us right here today? Or did it seem at that time that maybe using force and being much more aggressive might have been the best answer in that moment?
Well, I think we're actually in a very good spot. And this is the difficulty of aligning tactical effects and strategic outcomes. Unfortunately, our political cycle is almost minute by minute, day by day. And we might be looking at an outcome that it took 47 years to get here. And it's going to take a little bit of time to completely wrap this up. And what I mean by that is to create an enduring and lasting peace with a Strait of Hormuz that is never shut down again by Iran unilaterally. It is, in fact, a functioning international strait. And we've achieved the other strategic objective that we've had from day one, and that is completely preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon. So I think that the way we conducted the tactical part of this operation was perfect. The military executed almost with a level of precision that is really unprecedented. And then by ceasing operations when we did, we've set the conditions for this blockade to go into effect and to start having the impact that it's having. So I do think we're in a very strong position, but unfortunately, this is all being viewed through the lens of U.S. politics. And any time that we get a political football being thrown around that involves national security, it's going to be oversimplified and it's going to not necessarily reflect the needs of the country. So I'm not a big fan of the political football that's being thrown around right now in the Senate and the House regarding a national security concern. Because where this could go is that if Democrats want to try to withhold funding, you've got forces in harm's way doing exactly what they should be doing, now wondering if they're going to get paid or if there's going to be funding for this operation because Democrats are putting their own political points ahead of our national security.
Well, Chris Burnett, it sounds like we need you in Congress right now. I don't know if we can wait till November. We need you there now. Chris, you're running in CD6. First and foremost, thank you so much for giving us, some of those points there. But also, if you can let people know exactly, where your district is, in case there's people listening, of course, that can vote for you and then all those that can donate to you. But also, how is the race going? Do you have any events coming up? And how can they volunteer for you?
Well, first of all, Western Maryland is CD6. It starts where I live in Gaithersburg. It follows I-270 and I-70 up through Frederick, which is all of Frederick, all of Washington County, and then out on the panhandle to Allegheny and Garrett. The upcoming events we have will be at the Capitol Hill Club on Tuesday. We're going to be there with Dan Crawley, Bob Kerry, and Peter Husey. And that is a small group national security discussion that we'll be having down at the Capitol Hill Club. And then on the 19th of May, we're going to be in Berlin, Maryland for an Eastern Shore reception and fundraiser. That will be available on our website, and it's been pushed out on social media if anybody wanted to attend there. And then on our website, burnettforcongress.com, you can sign up for a yard sign, you can sign up for our newsletter, and you can also follow a link on the website to donate to the campaign. Because as we've talked about it before, I've got to get through a primary, which is coming up June 23rd, and need people to vote for Burnett for Congress. But then one of two Democrat opponents, Delaney or Trone, two of the wealthiest people to have ever served in Congress, are currently in a brutal primary trying to represent CD6, and neither of them live in the district.
Wow. Wow. Well, hopefully they get so much into a fight that they spend millions and millions of dollars on trying to fight each other. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping. Well, Chris, while I have you, before you go, we found out this week that the contractor that was contracted to do phase one of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, they're not going to continue it to phase two. Obviously, you're hoping to represent your district on Capitol Hill, but a lot of that has to do, again, with what's going on with the Key Bridge. I wanted to get your initial reaction and your honest opinion about, you know, whether or not you think that this bridge could possibly be back up by 2030. Is it that they're telling the public?
You know, my concern is, and this gets into the innovation corridor that you've heard me talk about before, Maryland's mismanagement has been here for decades. We have failed to provide the necessary resources for Marylanders to thrive. We've made it almost impossible to own a business. We make it very difficult to move around the state. And then we make it very hard to stay here with the taxes and fees. Not only do you have a problem with the bridge being rebuilt, it was knocked down, you have the American Legion Bridge near my district off of 270 that needs rebuilt. We have to start focusing on setting the conditions to allow Marylanders to succeed, to put more money in their pocket, and to give them the resources they need. Somehow, Maryland's mismanagement has become Trump's fault when, in fact, this has been a Democrat supermajority for as long as anyone can remember. I have no doubt that this level of mismanagement now is going to delay the rebuilding of that bridge. And there's not only is the price going to go up because of the mismanagement of Governor Moore, but the fact that he thinks it's going to be done before the end of the next term, I think is just naive. They just fired a contractor after the cost had, nearly tripled. So there's no question in my mind it will be delayed, it will be more expensive, and it will be the fault of the mismanagement of this state in a Democrat supermajority.
Absolutely. Same way I feel about it. Chris Burnett, thank you so much for joining us. Chris Burnett for Congress. I'm sure we'll be in touch soon. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. You know, we do have some great candidates out here. You know, keep that in mind. And don't forget, and I'll be with Bernie Flowers and CD3 on Tuesday, May 5th. He's having an event. I'll give you the exact details here. It's just a meet and greet and 5 to 7 p.m. at the Oscar Ale House in Woodstock, Maryland. And like I said, I'll be there with Bernie. And it is a free event. Basically, you can come in. And if you live in Congressional District 3, you have any questions for Bernie, you can ask him at that point in time. And again, it costs nothing to go. He just wants to make sure you get to know who he is and hope to obviously have your vote in June during the primaries. I wanted to mention, as we were just talking a little bit to Chris there about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I mentioned to you earlier about this, first and foremost, the headline on this story. Again, there's a mother of a child. Let's go back. It's so stupid. There's a mother. Well, here, let me read it exactly how they have it worded here. Mother of Key Bridge victim's kid speaks while facing deportation. I don't know. Channel 11. I don't know who did that one. But please get them in a room and tell them to redo this, okay? Because so basically it's the baby mama of one of the victims that died there when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. And so their daughter is an American citizen. She's like an anchor baby. And so now the mother is facing deportation. So she's, you know, not very happy about this. And so she's got legal counsel and they're fighting for her to stay in the country. Take a listen.
Well, Zoila Guerra Sandoval, she tells me she has not yet told her 7-year-old daughter that she's at risk of deportation. She says her daughter is still grieving her dad, Jose Minor Lopez, who's honored at this Key Bridge Memorial. The impact of the Key Bridge collapse spans far beyond the moment the dolly hit for Zoila Guerra Sandoval and her daughter. Her daughter saw her father, Jose Minor Lopez, on March 25th before he went to work on the Key Bridge that night. Then she never saw him again.
She obviously misses her dad a lot, but she has grown very close to one of my brothers who is like a second father to her. But obviously she knows that her dad isn't here.
And soon Guerra Sandoval may not be here either as she faces potential deportation. Guerra Sandoval is originally from Guatemala and came to the U.S. undocumented 17 years ago. Her daughter is a U.S. citizen. Guerra Sandoval is one of about 30 people connected to the victims of the bridge collapse who the Biden administration invited to apply for humanitarian immigration relief and told their applications would be approved. But that changed under the Trump administration. Guerra Sandoval's attorney says the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office denied her application and started deportation proceedings against her.
Now, not only is she not getting the benefit that they induced her to apply for and that she stepped out of the shadows to apply for, they are now punishing her for essentially believing that they would follow through on that promise that they made to her, and they are trying to deport her from the United States while she tries to take care of her grieving child.
Now Gerda Sandoval has to plan for the worst.
Oh, my something.
I felt a shift. It was a change, a drastic change. We're not prepared, so I have to start preparing things just in case. And when we go back home, no one has a place to live. We don't have money. So we have to start thinking about those changes that I still even haven't been able to make.
She says her daughter would likely stay here in the U.S. with a family member if she gets deported. But she's hoping and praying for a miracle.
And hopefully, God willingly, that doesn't even happen.
And Gerda Sandoval has a hearing coming up this summer where her and her attorney will go before a judge and tell that judge that they plan to fight this deportation. We did reach out to the Department of Homeland Security for comment on this. We have not heard back at this hour. Reporting live, I'm Brianna Ross, WBAL TV 11 News.
All right, you can check that out at Channel 11. As you heard there, the lawyer who I noticed in the background there, I saw the name Eldridge on the wall. So Jeremy Eldridge, you know, he's friends with state attorney Ivan Bates. Looks like it's his law firm that's helping with representing this woman. You know, the woman said there that, oh, she stepped out of the shadows. What? Shut up. Well, she stepped out of the shadows? Who else is in the shadows? Let us know. We want to round them up. Are you kidding me? So she's upset that she didn't receive that money, right? Because, of course, you know, the Trump administration came in and said, look, she's an illegal immigrant. It's sad what happened to her baby daddy, but he shouldn't have been hired in the first place to be on the bridge. See, this is what gets me about the illegal immigrants in this country. They feel so entitled. So entitled. God forbid. And she went out of her way to step out of the shadows. You better be glad I didn't yank you out of the shadows and call ICE. Are you kidding me? Oh, what a privilege we have here. You stepped out of the shadows for us. Thank you so much. Look, I feel bad for the 7-year-old daughter because she's caught up in this because she had two parents and didn't do the right thing. And it's not her fault, right? You can't choose your parents. But my word, to couch this, to put this in the, you know, to say that, oh, wow, she's doing us a favor by stepping out of the shadows. And now all she's asking is not to be deported. Get out of here. Literally, get out of here. Get out of the country. I hate this self-important attitude and this entitlement. It is a privilege to be here on American soil. And if you're not supposed to be here, leave and come back the proper way. Now, I know this is going to get hairy because the 7-year-old is now, she's now an American citizen. But the mother said right there that she has family that she can stay with. Good. Drop your daughter off at that house so she can go to school and then take your butt wherever you're from and come back here the right way. My word, these liberals are out of control. We'll be right back.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
The Rob Carson Show.
Third time was not a charm. You tried to kill our president a third time, and I am bloody well done with your friggin' nonsense. You should be done, too. And I'm talking about Democrats as well. You should be done with this. We do not have to live in darkness. This has been going on for 10 years. Nothing like this comes from the MAGA movement. Nothing like this comes from conservatives.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, you know what that means. It is Friday. It's the last, yes, the last segment of King Classic Live for the week. But don't forget, you got Rob Carson coming up next. And again, I do appreciate everybody tuning in to the show. Don't forget, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. What kind of punishment should the dirt bike riders in Baltimore City face? Jail time, fines, community service, or nothing at all? We'll talk more about that on Monday. And we'll see if that coalition there in Baltimore City that had a rally outside of City Hall yesterday, we'll see how many more signatures they can get. get over the weekend. And we'll see if the city council members or even if the mayor acknowledge these people and the fact that they are the tax base and they do have the concerns of the quality of life crimes. I wanted to mention, I saw on X just a moment ago, Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, did just give birth to her daughter. From my understanding, as people were posting, her name is Vivian. Now, I'm not saying that's confirmed, but that's what many people are saying. So Caroline Leavitt, she works down to the last day, right? Because she was there on Monday talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooter. Her last day was supposed to be on Friday, but then she wanted to come back on Monday and continue to talk about it. And now she is a mother of two. So there's, party of four there for Caroline Leavitt, her husband. And now they have the son and the little girl. So that's cute. If you want to check out the pictures online, they are up there. Now, also, we were talking on the show about what it's going to take to get the black community to vote differently, right? To vote Republican. Well, there are some numbers that are out. And it seems that President Trump, no matter what we may hear from some, especially here in the Maryland region, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and all those that hate Trump, that have TDS, according to a poll with CNN, President Trump is doing very well amongst African-American voters. Take a listen.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing right now in the numbers is President Trump and the Republican Party are chipping away at the long-term advantage that Democrats have had with black voters, with African-Americans. You can see it right here. Look, Trump's approval among African-Americans at this point in term one, he was at 12%. You know, he's been losing ground with a lot of people. He's gaining ground with African-Americans. He's up to 16% at this point. And you say, this isn't that big of a shift. But I will tell you, Republicans absolutely love this shift that's going on because Democrats have had such a long-term advantage.
And there you have it. So he's gaining. President Trump is gaining with African-American voters. And it kind of puts in perspective that Supreme Court decision that you saw this week. Remember, you had Barack Obama, Westmore, and others. They came out and they said, you know, bravely, I guess, you know, we want to draw congressional districts based on race. And you had the Supreme Court strike that down, saying that is unconstitutional. So now you see why they have been pushing redistricting so much in states like Virginia and Louisiana and wanting to make it, the majority-minority districts. Because they want people, black people, to remain in the Democrat Party. There's no way that they didn't know that those numbers were coming out. Again, that was a CNN poll. So they absolutely know that there are more black voters looking at the Republican Party. And now they seem a bit on edge. They seem a little worried. And rightfully so. The Democrat Party hasn't offered black people anything for 70 years. And that spell, whatever they're under, it's got to be broken. And it looks like we're headed that way. We're finally waking up. But I wanted to share that with you. All right. I hope everybody gets out there and has a great weekend. By Monday, I'll let you know how my room goes. You know that I'm flipping everything in there. Hopefully it goes well and I'm back to my bed by Sunday night. Michelle, thank you so much for filling in for Brian, the producer. You did a great job as always. And like I said, get out there, touch some grass, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. I'll talk to all of you on Monday at 9 a.m.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.